Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. When it comes to the investigation of the assassination of Charlie Kirk and the hunt for the killer, Utah Governor Spencer Cox appealing for help from anyone who might have even the smallest shred of information.
We cannot do our job without the public's help right now. The public has answered our call for action.
Authorities have released still photos and video of the person of interest they seek. You can find those images online, including at townhall.com.
The new footage picks up after the suspect fired the fatal shot and shows him running along a rooftop, then jumping off a building. He then heads towards a wooded area near the campus where the authorities say they found a high-powered bolt-action rifle. And four enhanced images taken from surveillance footage in a stairwell show more details of his clothing. The FBI has offered a reward of up to $100,000 for information that could lead to his arrest. Charlie Kirk's coffin has now been flown back from Utah to his native state of Arizona on Air Force Two.
The BBC's Netta Taufik in Arizona. About that 16-year-old who police say opened fire this week, Colorado's Evergreen High School.
Based on some of the information that we're seeing about this suspect, is that there's some, he's radicalized by some extremist network.
Jackie Kelly with the Jefferson County, Colorado Sheriff's Office heard on Denver 7. The two shooting victims wounded. The attacker took his own life. Plane load of more than 300 South Korean workers released after days of detention in Georgia has landed in South Korea. They were detained during an immigration raid at a battery factory under construction at Hyundai's auto plant west of Savannah. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 96 points. The NASDAQ futures off 12 points, S&P futures 9 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But what if you could get both? Why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. We know this from research of members. There's a lot they like about MediShare, but especially they love being part of something they believe in. And MediShare works, too. It has for more than 30 years. There are hundreds of thousands of members who love having telehealth if they need it. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or you're part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Good Friday morning, TGIF, folks. It's 6:03. We are Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Had a couple of problems early this morning, both now clearing. Southbound 95 at the Harford County, Baltimore County line. Northbound 95 at Powder Mill Road, coming up from the Capitol Beltway. And that also now is on the shoulder. Looks like it's fairly quiet early at both the Harford tunnels. You might see a minor wreck if you're coming up Fort Smallwood Road right before the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A little cooler and drier for your Friday morning with temps in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun. Highs back into the lower 80s, keeping the 80s around and staying dry into the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning at 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. One person injured at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis as law enforcement investigated a report of a threat. The Academy placed on lockdown as naval security forces were clearing a building. A midshipman mistook a police officer as a threat and struck him with his training weapon. Officer fired and wounded the mini, who was then taken to a hospital by medevac. Authorities investigating the source of the threat. Maryland Senate President Bill Ferguson and House Speaker Adrian Jones each received bomb threats on Thursday. Both of the Democrat lawmakers posted messages on X thanking state and local law enforcement for their response to the threats that turned out to be unfounded. Maryland Governor Wes Moore and Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott reacting after state lawmakers received bomb threats on Thursday. The governor says, thankfully, the threats against both Bill Ferguson and Adrian Jones were deemed non-credible and everyone is safe. Moore says his administration takes those kinds of threats very seriously, and violence of any type, including rhetoric and threats, will not be tolerated. And a man accused in a double homicide in Owings Mills has been deemed incompetent to stand trial. Kevin Ahn is charged with killing two people in a townhome on Oliver Heights Road in March and in July, and a Baltimore County judge denied bond and ordered a competency hearing. Ahn's next court date is scheduled for January. He is also accused of transporting his mother's body to Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, after the killings. He is charged with two counts of first-degree murder and two counts of first-degree assault for the Baltimore County deaths. Ahn has not been charged with killing his mother, however. Prosecutors believe that he is responsible. It's a 6:05 at WCBM. Next, WCBM Style on Sports.
Living Heart Smart means paying attention to your cholesterol goals. For 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach those goals and supporting overall heart and wellness. Right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDL XQ10 with every bottle purchase of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 Soft Gels. It's Rescue's most popular wellness duo. Just add Rescue 1250 Omega-3 to your cart. Apply code TOGETHER at checkout, and Rescue LDL XQ10 will be added for free. Call today at 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. You can speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Remember to use the code TOGETHER when buying any quantity of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 to get the same quantity of Rescue LDL XQ10 for free. Again, use code TOGETHER at res-q.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 6:05 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. The one-run Oriole magic continued yesterday at Camden Yards.
3-2 went to the sweeper, and it's knocked down by Gonzalez. He can't pick it up in time, and Holliday scores standing.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Dylan Beaver's RBI single in the seventh stood up in the O's 3-2 win over the Pirates. Their sixth straight one-run decision. Their 13th since the All-Star break, which is a major league high. After the game, manager Mancelino was asked what the key has been to all the one-run wins.
I think one-run games, it's taking care of the baseball. We're playing really good defense right now. It's pitching, and then it's good base running, you know.
And, of course, the Orioles now will hit the road. They'll be in Toronto tonight for the first of three. Thursday night football last night in Green Bay, and Jordan Love looked pretty sharp.
And a first and goal from the five-yard line. Off the fake, pass caught, touchdown, Green Bay, Romeo Doubs.
Al Michaels with the call on Amazon Prime. Love throws for 292 and two scores, and the Packers roll over the Commanders last night. 27-18 was the final, a game that sounded closer than it was. Coming up in 30 minutes, bulletin board material from Cleveland. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday, September 12, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, Maryland teachers facing a backlash for their Kirk
social media unhinged posts. Democrats are just completely coming unhinged. Elected officials and others at the national level over Charlie Kirk's assassination. That is our top story here today. The manhunt continues for the Kirk assassin. The FBI released a video yesterday showing the Kirk assassin exiting the building in which he shot and killed Charlie Kirk. Here was the FBI at the press conference last night.
You'll see the building where the shooter was proned out in the top left corner. Moves to this far right corner. As he does, he's going to climb off the edge and then drop down to the ground. As he did that, he left some palm impressions, some places we're looking to collect DNA. There's a shoe imprint, Converse tennis shoes. You're going to see a very distinctive t-shirt with an American flag and appears to have an eagle on it. There's also a baseball cap with a triangle on it and a pair of sunglasses. If they know someone who has been seen wearing those items, we're looking for all that information.
Yes, indeed, they are. And a $100,000 reward is now being offered by the FBI for information leading to the arrest of the Kirk assassin. President Trump was asked yesterday, why haven't they caught the shooter as of yet?
Why haven't they found the shooter yet, Mr. President? Are you concerned that it's been 24 hours?
Well, I hear they're making big progress, and we'll have to see what happens.
Do you have any indication of the shooter's motivation, sir?
I have an indication, yeah, but we'll let you know about that later.
So President Trump making news there that he has an indication as to what the motive is, and now the FBI is telling us, Bruce, they have a name. That they know the name of the suspect. Again, they've identified the name but in the Charlie Kirk assassination, but they are not going to release it as of yet. I believe I also know the name. 4chan, which is, again, a dark website, had a picture of an individual in Utah who looks remarkably similar to the picture of the man that the FBI has released. He had posted on SoundCloud, which is a audio platform, a song called Charlie Kirk Dead at 31 prior to the assassination. So, again, I won't repeat that name because we don't have independent confirmation, but it does look like the FBI has got, they got to go make the arrest now.
Yeah. You know? Got to find the guy and arrest him or her, but we believe it's a him.
They believe it's a him. It's also they believe that he has got, he may be trans, and he may also have Antifa leanings as well. That might explain why the ATF, there was a document leaked by the ATF yesterday claiming that the weapon, it was a .30-06 high-action bolt rifle, long gun, that was found in the woods close to the campus, that the cartridges, the unspent cartridges, were engraved with transgender and Antifa phrases and symbols. That was a leak. I saw the document. It was an official document. Stephen Crowder, a conservative podcaster, was the first to announce that yesterday. And now, of course, he just told last night that he has been subpoenaed over this explosive ATF leak. NBC and the state-run drive-by media are already in full cover-up mode. They're calling him cultural writings instead of the transgender and Antifa. So if it is indeed true, and we don't know yet, this is still information that's out there in the wind. This would be another horrific case of a trans shooter in this country.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Do we see a pattern here? 613, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Speaking of patterns, no traffic cameras this morning.
Well, they're really going to make it work this morning, aren't they?
Yes, they are. So I got my winky dink up on the screen here at the computer, and I will be...
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, please don't share that.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah. I'm going to draw my own map.
Nobody wants to see your winky dink.
Well, you know what a winky dink is. You're old.
Of course we know what a winky dink is, and we're not going to talk about it any further.
It used to be a little plastic thing you could put on the screen of the TV to draw with what the guy was drawing on TV.
Of course it did.
If you say so.
That's right, man.
I say so. What do you want to do about it? Call me a lar?
No, I'm not going to call you a lard.
Not lard, right, dumbass.
I know you're delaying, but we must get to traffic.
I know I was delaying. I was just telling a story, Mr. Casey. Trying to figure out what the hell I'm going to do next year.
You're stalling for information.
I'm trying to get anything I can. Absolutely, every one of these cameras is down. I assume Chart has a problem, so I've been looking for that since 4:45 or so, and not making any headway, and it doesn't seem like anybody knows anything. But what else is new? Right now, just from the data that we normally look at, things pretty quiet with the very minor buildups right now at both the harbor tunnels. JFX early should be good. Haven't seen any problems. There was a wreck 45 minutes ago on the shoulder now, northbound 95 leaving the Capitol Beltway up near the ramp at Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Friday and weekend. Partly sunny, dry today. 82 for the high, 61 right now, clear in Annapolis, and it is 56 and clear in Ellicott City. And more on the winky dink coming up in just a second. But it is time for some one-liner news.
All of a sudden, I feel like I need a day off here.
Bad Bunny. Know what Bad Bunny is? Who Bad Bunny
is? Yes, yes.
Who?
He's Bad Bunny.
He's a silly rabbit. No, yeah. He's a rapper, a Latino rapper, yes, and he's canceling his world tour into the United States out of fear that his Latina fans will endure raids by ICE. And now, of course, I think he's more worried about us calling animal control on him, but that's a whole different story.
Bad Bunny.
Story in the Wall Street Journal describes how ordinary working Americans, not just high-paid executives, are hiring executive assistants. This is not a new trend. This is years ago. Chuck establishes by hiring his executive assistant, Raul, who used to go on cruises with him.
Yes.
His nickname was Winky Dink.
Yes. I'm going to read this to you when you come back.
I know. I know what you're going to do.
Winky Dink employed a magic drawing screen.
Of course it did.
A panel of green vinyl that adhered to the TV screen that allowed kids to draw on the screen.
The reason why I don't know what Winky Dink is because it was on before I was born. Okay, so there is a considerable age difference between Chuck and myself. So just that's the reason why
you
I
don't
have
to say that. That's not nice.
What? It's not a negative. Well, you come on here.
Considerable. What do you consider considerable? 20 years.
It's considerable. Let's just leave it there. Yeah, significant is good. New survey out, 93. This is disturbing. 93% of airline pilots admit to taking naps while on the job.
Well, if you're in a flight and you're on autopilot or the co-pilot's taking care of it, I don't have a problem with that.
Bing! This is your captain sleeping.
During landing, it'd be a bit of an issue.
Yeah, I would think. Well, who's turning the fastened seatbelt sign on and off then if he's napping?
The co-pilot. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have three crew up there. You have pilot, co-pilot, navigator.
So you're okay with pilots napping?
Yes.
I'd rather them be wide awake the entire time. Okay? Just saying. You know, I think it... Or is it napping or passing out? We don't know. According to Kamala Harris's upcoming memoir, she blames Joe Biden's decision to run for president on his ego. She called it reckless and his high ambition.
Wow. Hello, mirror?
Yeah. We reached out to Biden to ask about his ego. He said, Virgo? What are you talking about, Jack? I'm a Scorpio. Yeah, that's it. I'm an old man. Novo Nordisk, the pharmaceutical company that makes Ozempic, is cutting 9,000 jobs. So now your winky dink is just a dink.
Yeah. Slimming. Sorry, Chuck.
Winky Dink Johnson.
Man, I know everybody out there is looking it up right now, going, you know, Chuck's right.
You are right.
You went down that little cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
You're going to have to figure your way out.
I'm not saying you're not right. I'm just saying that's, you know.
But you know what? Frequently he'll say, Chuck, he's just not right.
Nice. You're giving away your age.
That's all right.
That's okay.
I'd like to give it away.
Yes. To somebody else, more deserving.
I'll give it to you.
No, I don't want that.
Come on now.
Not even I.
Not even I.
New research.
Not even I.
Not even I would want that.
Yes.
New research shows that pregnant women are turning to cannabis to ease their pain and anxiety. So they already crave weird food like pickles and ice cream. Can you imagine what it
is? Yes.
Give me some pickles and ice cream, some Funyuns, and give me some Bugles. And give me some Cheetos, too, while you're at it. Wow. That's just crazy. So the Grammys have announced they're going to be honoring this group come September.
Do you remember when it was September?
So when do you think they are honoring Earth, Wind, and Fire?
When?
Yes. In September.
September?
Yeah. I just gave you a clue.
Yes.
The 21st.
Of September.
Of September.
Yeah.
Because it's in the song. So that's
it was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The lyric.
Well, I understand. That's the lyric, Mr. Casey. Yeah.
The lyric is what they call the words.
Kristen, start it again so these two gentlemen can hear the date.
Do you remember
21st night of September.
There you go. Since Chuck doesn't remember it.
No, he forgot it already. Because his winky dink is on the fritz.
Can we get back to that cannabis issue?
There were a lot of September 21st I didn't remember.
Yes. That's right. The whole month of September in, 2007, I think. Hey, it was a weird day yesterday. Police responding to bomb threats at the Democrat Party headquarters on Capitol Hill in D.C. Then Adrian Jones, the Speaker of the House, and Senate President Bill Ferguson received bomb threats at their homes last night. And then there was another bomb threat or report of a shooter at the Naval Academy
right,
by a disgruntled former midshipman, and another midshipman was injured there. So, you know, again, three different, and in my opinion is, this is being done by the left in post-Kirk assassination so that they can say, oh, yeah, see, we're being threatened too. This political violence has got to stop. But I think it's somebody on the left that's doing it. I don't think it's these are legitimate. Obviously, they're not legitimate bomb threats because they were investigated and found to be nothing to them.
Right. Something else just to get attention.
Indeed. All right. Very good. Just like the Winky Dink reference.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
It's going to live all show long. You know that, Chuck.
Well, that's why, you know, we have Chuck, not just for, you know, traffic, but for his cultural contributions as a
expertise.
As a seasoned citizen.
Yeah.
You know?
Seasoned.
You are seasoned. You have years of experience.
We're using Adolph's meat tenderizer as deodorant now.
That and a Shell No Pest Trip. All right, folks.
All right, Mr. Kasich. I keep at least little digs in as you can.
We'll see. We'll see in a couple. It is 6:21, 21 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around. Plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Gen Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday 10 to 6, Friday 10 to 1, Sunday 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me. You need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Here with you from now till 9 this morning. Coming up between now and 7 o'clock this morning, the comments from the left begin, folks, on the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and they're not all that pleasant. And the Maryland teachers, some of them have posted stuff about Charlie Kirk's assassination that I think you as parents should know about, and I think that maybe some others in authority should take action on. That's coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now it's 6:23. Once again, it's Winky Dink Johnson, traffic and weather on the threes.
Cameras are back. Cameras came back.
The folks over at Chart said, please, no more Winky Dink. We can't take
him crying on the air.
Exactly.
You know, we're lost without these things. Remember that old Brett song, Lost Without Your Love? This is Lost Without Your Cameras. But now we're back.
Sorry. That just is a little too weird for words.
It's one of those mornings, Bruce.
Yeah.
I feel melancholy.
I think actually the first who said that was Jeffrey Epstein, Lost Without Your Cameras, Traffic Chuck.
There may be a tie in there somewhere. Very nice to say I can see you here now at both the harbor tunnels, and all the lanes are open. 95 is running okay. Nothing major there right now for the ride between the Capitol Beltway, and so far the Beltway west side looks like it's in good shape. May start to build just a little bit in the area moving south from Liberty Road and eventually down towards I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny today, dry, high in the low 80s. Rest of the weekend should be sunny, dry, and highs in the low 80s as well. Right now, clear 57 in Columbia, 56 in Owings Mills. So, again, we hear from the FBI. We've seen the videos. We've seen the pictures, the stills of the suspect. It appears to be a white male. We don't know for sure. And it also appears that, this individual may or may not have posted a song about Charlie being dead at 31 yeah. before he actually went and shot him. I have some questions, though, regarding what the FBI is telling us. And I always have a healthy dose of skepticism, being a contrarian, which, you know, Charlie really was a contrarian as well.
Yeah.
He's just an amazing guy. But when you look at it, so we're told this was a high-action bolt 30-06
yeah.
long gun. Can that be easily dismantled, and would it fit into a backpack?
I don't know.
So I do know. I've never owned one. I did shoot one once at a range, but I obviously was. Mm-hmm. I mean, any gun can be disassembled, I would imagine, right?
Yes.
But would it fit into a backpack, the one that he was wearing on his back, going onto the campus and then getting up on the rooftop and then coming down from the rooftop? And then, so what did he do? He
shot it, carefully disassembled it,
left, and then reassembled it because it was found. Was it found reassembled in the woods, or did they find it in a backpack disassembled? We don't know the details yet. So I do have some questions about that need to be answered, and the FBI has not done a good job of those details as of yet on that. So,
well, I suppose they may be withholding some information, of course, as well.
Yeah, no, I get that. They said they found the gun. They identified it as the high action bolt rifle, which mm-hmm. was the 30-06, and the ATF is the one that leaked the documents on the cartridge casings, the so-called transgender Antifa yep. writings. And again, that hasn't been 100% confirmed, but I imagine if they're subpoenaing Stephen Crowder, who reported it yesterday, that they're not happy that information did get out. But again, remember, a lot of the times this stuff gets out very early, and remember they had the two suspects already that had been persons of interest, and this guy is being talked about as a person of interest, and so they have the name, and if they have the name, why aren't they releasing the name? Why not have everybody mm-hmm. Be on the lookout for this individual? Why not say, you know, please be on the lookout, put a bolo out for John Doe, white male, age 21, with a physical description? Why haven't they done that yet? If this is this large manhunt ongoing.
Yeah, it does raise the prospect, at least for the conspiracy-minded, and all of us are to one degree or another, I guess, of a false flag issue.
Yeah, I'm saying, this. I'm not trying to start a conspiracy or advance conspiracy theories, but I do think you have to question everything the government tells you with a healthy dose of skepticism here, and I think that's a responsible thing to do. All right, well, I hope that they do have a person of interest that they think is responsible for this, but why aren't they? I mean, first they said they weren't going to release any of the videos or stills. Do you remember that?
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, within hours, they changed their mind about that and said, okay, here we go. We do see an individual, we don't know if it's this guy, running across a building top. Mm-hmm. We saw somebody perch there, and then we saw him running across a building from several different vantage points. Mm-hmm. Now, this video they released last night shows him jumping off the building. Also, something I noticed in the videos of before, when he was coming onto the college campus, I don't know if you've seen this, he's limping. There's a pronounced limp. So I don't know if this was an injury or whether the backpack is so heavy that he's kind of having to limp to get. But he had to walk a long way, or maybe the backpack, because the weight of the backpack is causing one side. I don't know the answer to that, but he is mm-hmm. limping. And then when he's jumping down off the building roof, I mean, it's about a 10-foot drop. He lands on his bad leg that is limping. So and it looks like he's limping away before he disappears into the neighborhood, into the woods, where he allegedly ditches the backpack and is in the wind. Yeah. So there's a lot of questions here.
A number of questions, and I suspect over the next handful of days, Cash Patel and the FBI will release information as they deem appropriate, you know, ongoing investigation, all that kind of stuff.
All right. Man. Coming up next, the unhinged Democrat Kirk comments they're all over the place, folks, and we're going to name names. Name and shame, as they say.
Thinking about selling your home in this shifting market? Well, my number one recommendation is you reach out to Vinny Steele from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Vinny has the techniques and and the skill sets necessary to sell your home at your price in your time frame. And that's just a marvelous thing to be able to say about a real estate agent. His stats are impressive. Over 12,700 buyers in waiting. These are people who are all looking to buy a house, and some of them may be looking for a house just like yours, and they're not looking on, you know, all the big search engines, Zillow and Redfin and so forth. He has these people sitting aside waiting to buy, so why not take advantage of that pool of individuals? He sells homes almost three times faster and for about 3% more money than the average agent. If you're ready to sell your home and you want the most money for your home, and call Vinny, call the Pro I Trust, call or text Vinny Steele, 410-705-7515, or VinnySteo.com. That's Vinny, S-T-E-O.com.
All right, 6:30, Baltimore Police Commissioner now saying that the BPD is ready for National Guard deployment. We'll get to that story a little bit later on. Right now, latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. A man accused of a double homicide in Owings Mills has been deemed incompetent to stand trial. Kevin Ahn is charged with killing two people in a townhouse on Oliver Heights Road in March. In July, a Baltimore County judge denied bond and ordered a competency hearing. Ahn's next court date is scheduled for January. He is also accused of transporting his mom's body to Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, after the killings. He is charged with two counts of first-degree murder, two counts of first-degree assault in the Baltimore County deaths. He has not been charged with killing his mother. However, prosecutors believe that he is responsible. Customs and Border Protection officers and the Port of Baltimore intercepted a stolen Caterpillar bulldozer that was bound for Ghana. During a routine check last week, officials noticed that the VIN number matched a stolen vehicle report in Carroll County, and the $237,000 bulldozer was seized. Officials say Ghana and other West African nations are popular destinations for stolen vehicles that are recovered by CPB officers and the Baltimore Field Office. Ocean City's special event zone remains in place through Sunday during the OC Rock and Ride Bike Fest. The zone reduces established speed limits and increases fines for violations and increases penalties and allowed for some violations. Residents and visitors can expect a significant police presence with officers from multiple agencies assisting Ocean City Police. In addition, significant traffic congestion and alternative traffic patterns are expected throughout the weekend. Be aware if you're heading over to OC this coming weekend. Just about 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather next.
Living Heart Smart means paying attention to your cholesterol goals. For 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach those goals and supporting overall heart and wellness. Right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDL XQ10 with every bottle purchase of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 Soft Gels. It's Rescue's most popular wellness duo. Just add Rescue 1250 Omega-3 to your cart. Apply code TOGETHER at checkout, and Rescue LDL XQ10 will be added for free. Call today at 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. You can speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Remember to use the code TOGETHER when buying any quantity of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 to get the same quantity of Rescue LDL XQ10 for free. Again, use code TOGETHER at res-q.com today.
Pick three lottery number, 723. Your pick four, 1274. And now it's 6:33. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We're all good through Annapolis on the Bay Bridge. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound. And then from there to the Ritchie Highway connector, Seven River Bridge over towards I-97. All the lanes are open, and we're looking at you live here at I-97 coming south at Route 32. So far, no issues there. We're still up to the posted limit at that point. You ride to the Capitol Beltway, a little more traffic now on the BW Parkway. 95 should be busy on the south end, and the Capitol Beltway will start to fill in on the outer loop from New Hampshire Avenue around to the Georgia Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A little cooler and drier for your Friday morning with temps in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun. Highs back into the lower 80s, keeping the 80s around and staying dry into the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Sports.
635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, it was getaway day at Camden Yards, and it was the birds that got away in unusual fashion.
There's only one reason you would pinch run O'Neill Cruz right here, and that's to steal.
Or strike from a sweep. Cruz running. Pitches high. Jackson's throw.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, not a walk-off. We'll call it a throw-off, or better yet, let's call it a 3-2 win for Baltimore, a sweep of the Pirates, and another stellar performance, says manager Mancelino, by the Orioles bullpen.
Once we traded away the bullpen at the deadline, just a lot of unknown for me, you know.
In fact, the pen over the last six games against the Dodgers and the Pirates, 26 and two-thirds innings pitched, only three runs allowed, an ERA of just 1.01 in that span. Next up for the Birds, Toronto tonight, and the Jays got ready for Baltimore yesterday at home, taking on the Astros.
Down to first, Guerrero's got it, and Kevin Gausman just threw a two-hit shutout here this afternoon.
Dan Schulman with the call on Sportsnet Canada. You don't see that very often. What a performance by the ex-Oriole. A complete game, two-hit shutout, one walk, nine strikeouts. Jays roll the Astros 6-0. Good thing we don't have to face Gausman in the series coming up. The war of words escalated yesterday between the Browns and the Ravens in their respective facilities, with the Browns doing most of the digging and the Ravens shooing it away like a piece of lint or a bottle cap. Exhibit A, Brown safety Grant Delpit. Here's what he was asked.
How hard is he to bring down?
Not hard.
All right, in case you didn't catch that, how hard was Derrick Henry to bring down? And Grant Delpit said, not hard. Here's the Kings' response in the Ravens facility.
I mean, I saw his coach had a tweet, I mean, a quote, and, you know, he had a quote. We'll see on Sunday.
We'll see on Sunday. Just a reminder that Henry rushed for 211 yards in two games last year against the Browns, averaging over 6.5 yards per carry with three touchdowns. The sports world responding to the assassination of Charlie Kirk. The list of those condemning the celebration of the murder growing by the minute. Torrey Smith, Lamar Jackson, Golden Tate, Dez Bryant, RG3. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts showed the nation what leadership and humanity look like, donating $300,000 to Charlie Kirk's family, $200,000 for a trust fund for his daughters, a $100,000 memorial mural and floral tributes. And this weekend, the NFL is expected to hold moments of silence in Charlie Kirk's memory across multiple stadiums, including Baltimore. And on the other end, the Carolina Panthers have fired their communications coordinator after he celebrated the assassination of Kirk. Charlie Rock is his name. According to The Athletic, the Panthers employee made a post on his personal Instagram, said, "Why y'all so sad? Your man said it was worth it." The time now is 6:37. When we return, Sage Steele speaking her mind.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. And secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I think we can all agree you got to love some Sage Steele for what she's done with her career.
Yep. Sage has been great. Love Sage.
Absolutely. Here's what she said. Conservative podcaster, former local sports personality. Mm-hmm. Some people may even forget that. Called out the pro sports leagues yesterday for staying silent. Unlike what they did when George Floyd was killed.
Right.
Here's what she wrote. Dear Pro Sports Leagues, looking forward to seeing you release a statement and sending condolences to Charlie Kirk's family after he was murdered for his political beliefs. Kind of like, you know, when you did for career criminal George Floyd died. That's what Steele posted. She tagged the NFL, the NBA, the WNBA, the NHL. Fox News Digital reached out to the league for comment. No comment from any of the leagues at this point.
Yeah, but yet there are as many teams. teams, including the Ravens and the Packers last night, that that did have a moment or will have a moment of silence. But that's being decided on a team-by-team basis.
That is correct.
At this point. I guess it's something else that Sage said yesterday in a post on X, is that she said she will no longer be silent. She's not going to be silent anymore. She is going to confront those that are being ugly or unhinged or whatever the case may be. And I think that's a great legacy of Charlie Kirk. We used to be called the silent majority.
Yes.
We now have to be the vocal majority. And we can no longer just lie in the weeds and let these other idiots unchallenged. I think they have to be challenged.
Well, I think that there's going to be a strong move. We're already seeing it happen to say we get to characterize who we are. You don't. Because already the political left is saying Charlie Kirk was this horrible, hateful man who said horrible, hateful things. I keep saying, give me an example, please.
Yeah.
And I don't hear one. What he was an articulate spokesperson for his point of view.
The classic is when he'd go into college campuses, and they would call him a fascist. And he would invite liberals up to the microphone.
Yeah, come on up,
and
talk. Goes,
how am I a fascist? and they couldn't name one thing that he has ever done or proposed that was fascism or fascist-like in the least bit. So, I mean, these are just smears and character assassination. They went after his character first, then they killed him. Now they're going after his character and his family again. So people have to speak up and challenge it.
And Sage Steele's doing it.
Yep. Yep. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that.
See you at the top.
6:40, 20 minutes before the hour. Scott is in Bel Air. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, Scott.
Scott could not hang with us. He wanted to make the point about, have they found the round that caused the fatal wound? I don't know. I have not heard that from the FBI as of yet, but it's a great question. So that you can know what caliber bullet. We think it's a .30-06 gun, but we don't know what caliber that casing or that round is as of yet. We'll see if we can find that information out.
Yeah, and this, by the way, from Marty, he says bolt-action rifles are particularly easy to take apart. They have very few parts. They're very easy to take apart and put back together. There's also a possibility, he says, somebody put the put the rifle on the roof ahead of time. You still have to break it down afterwards. That's a possibility.
Yeah, because when you don't see him carrying the rifle when he's leaving the building,
correct,
the roof.
Yeah.
There's no rifle in his hand. It's just a backpack.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, where the left, brace yourself, folks. This is a little bit stomach-turning.
There are a lot of people that are like, no matter what side of politics you're on, you should never celebrate something bad happening to someone. I, on the other hand, do cheer when bad things happen to bad people.
Charlie Kirk just got shot.
Well, breaking news, folks. Seems somebody just took a shot at one of the Fanta Fastest favorite 5 mile wide mouthpieces, Charles Chuckle Kirk.
Charlie Kirk got shot and killed. How do you feel?
Happy. Goodbye.
Wow. Did you see that Charlie Kirk just got shot and killed?
That's good.
Wow. That's good. That's good that people are getting shot just off a political view.
Charlie Kirk gets shot and killed today. We're just getting people's opinions. How do you feel about that?
Girl, someone had to do it.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel at this point in time.
Just some classic voices from the political left talking about the assassination of an individual for having a point of view they didn't agree with. That is where we are in this country right now, folks, and that is something we should mourn. Seth Moulton, who is actually in Congress, he is a Democrat representative and about far left and as far loon as you can go.
Let's be serious about where this violence is coming from. Of extremist violent attacks in America, extremist violence, violent murders, 76% are from right-wing extremists, 4% are from left-wing extremists.
I have no idea where Moulton got those numbers. I searched to see if I could figure out what the hell he was talking about. I cannot find any reference to those statistics anywhere. 76% of violence, he says, is coming from right-wing extremists. Can I remind you of the Summer of Love? Dude, I mean, pay attention. What you're saying is not believable. I mean, we should not pay attention to most of what you say beyond that because it's not credible. 76%, really? Oh, yeah. Like the 76% who participated in trying to assassinate Donald Trump or whatever. I mean, seriously. 6:43. Talk Radio 680 WCBM traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Back down in Annapolis, there's a report of a wreck on 50 westbound, and the initial report said at I-97, and I'm looking at that interchange now, and it looks like that ramp is clear back at parole, don't see anything there. And back at Rowe Boulevard, I don't see anything there. Doesn't mean it's not there, just we haven't seen it yet on the camera. So we're still looking, and we'll try to get an eyeball on that. Nothing at the Severn River Bridge in that area as well. So right now, that's the report. Heads up, some equipment may be arriving in that area. Took a look at the Beltway. Even the Parkville side is not bad. The west side is good. Down through I-70 Security Boulevard, JFX is clear right now from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny, dry today, high about 82. Right now we're looking at 56 and clear in Pikesville, and it is 57 in Middle River. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Happy birthday!
Indeed. Well, is it Winky Dink's birthday? Tomorrow. Tomorrow is... That's right. It's September 13th.
Oh, is that nice?
14th.
14th. Sunday. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Okay. Flag Day. No, it's not Flag Day. It's June 14th. It's Flag This. Your Winky Dink? You want me to flag the Winky Dink?
Flag the Winky Dink.
Flag the Winky Dink, folks.
I guess I'm really sure you're kidding.
It's
the
a real
winky,
thing.
The
Happy
winky
birthday
dink is
to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Winky Dink. Happy birthday to you.
Wow. I am so touched.
Yes, you are.
You're touched, all right.
I'm really touched.
By the way, apparently this release in from the Florida Department of the Environment, the Winky Dink is currently at half mast.
Thank you very much for that.
Thank you very much.
McDonald's, say it isn't true, but it is. The McDonald's Canada is now coming out with the McVeggie burger.
Ooh, tasty.
Yeah. They're calling it a PLT, plant, lettuce, and tomato.
Jeez.
That'll bomb.
Yeah,
that won't be around for long. That's for sure.
Would you like a Big Mac, a quarter pounder, or a plant?
Yeah, this chain makes more money per restaurant than McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, and Cheesecake Factory combined.
Wow!
Any idea which chain it is?
Hardee's.
Yeah, no,
Cracker Barrel.
Unless you know for sure, which I didn't, I would have never guessed this. It's Din Tai Fung.
Oh, of course. Din Tai Fung.
Yeah, they make dumplings.
Din Tai.
Apparently, they. How does a soup dumpling empire outpace America's biggest restaurants? That they do. They have locations. There's a New York flagship. I've never heard of them. I've never seen a Din Tai Fung restaurant or chain anywhere.
Me either. But
they do exist. And they make more money than all those other restaurants combined.
I was in one of their other places called Sum Ting Wong.
Yeah.
I thought you were at One Hang Low.
Nice. Here we go again.
Back to the Winky Dink.
One Hang Low. There's a couple things I can come back with.
But please don't.
Sitting right there just waiting to be said.
I know. Please don't.
That's what we do, Chuck. We give you the setup lines for jokes you'd love to say.
But can't.
You've got to have to be choked off.
Right. What?
Talking about that. Winky Dink.
Mr. Casey, what's wrong with you? Are you liquored up or what?
Taco Bell adding new Grande Nachos to the menu for a limited time. Baskin-Robbins ready for the pumpkin spice cheesecake ice cream. All right.
Okay. Don't
get that going. Carne Asada is back at Chipotle, who was missing for a while. Yeah. But now it's back.
Carne's a good guy.
Carne Asada. And Barstool sports guy Dave Portnoy festivals hosts two Baltimore pizzerias. This is the Portnoy's One Bite Pizza Festival. Mm-hmm. Going to be held across the country. And he's invited Tiny Brick Oven in Federal Hill and Frank's Pizza and Pasta to visit New York City as part of the one of 40 top-rated pizzerias in the country.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So we get two of them right here in Baltimore. How about that?
That's good.
All right. Winky Dink, we'll see you in a couple.
All right. I'm still looking for this wreck. If you're there at 50 and I-97, watch for that. I'll keep you posted.
All right. Thank you. And multiple listeners have pointed out here this morning that the limp that we talked about, that I talked about earlier, might have been the guy putting the gun in his pants.
Yeah, I ordered that. Yep.
You know, so that certainly is a possibility, and that would explain the limp going to it. But are we expected to believe that he shot Charlie Kirk and somehow put stuffed the gun back down his pants and got off the building with it?
I did that one time. Denver ruined myself.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. That's what they call you, Slinky Dink, after that. All right. Okay. More
we,
from.
We just might be able to kill this bit off
by
7 a.m.
By 7 a.m., it's going to be dead.
Thank you.
If not, it should be.
Yeah.
More from Seth Moulton, the Democrat from Massachusetts. Well,
this guy, frankly, is such a tool because his immediate reaction to a horrible event, and this was a horrible event, doesn't matter where you are on the political spectrum, to realize that the assassination of somebody because of their political beliefs in a republic is a very, very dangerous place to be. Well, he says that the people responsible for this have to take responsibility. Who are they?
When violence gets involved, then it's just a totally different animal. And I hope these far-right podcasters come to their senses and recognize that this is not war. We are Americans at bottom. And we may be Republicans, we may be Democrats, but we do not divide this entire country based on political ideology.
Really? The Democrats have been doing exactly that for generations, Seth. And the idea of some of the right-wing podcasters have anything to do with this is just absolutely absurd. I mean, there's no basis for this. There's no more basis for this than there is for that 76% right-wing violence thing that you just made up a couple of minutes ago. But he says, look, the Democrats, they're the good guys. You know why? Because forget all that stuff they say about, you know, calling Trump Hitler and all that kind of stuff, and we're living in a fascist state. Democrats, at their hearts, they really want to turn down the rhetoric.
Democrats across the board are saying we need to come together. We need to turn down the rhetoric. We need to stop this political violence. It's shocking to me that so many Republicans are not doing that.
Really? The Democrats, Sean, want to turn down the rhetoric.
Oh, yeah. They've turned it down already.
They've
gone the opposite direction.
Do they need permission before they
Hitler,
start?
Hitler, Nazis, fascists, a existential threat, a danger to democracy, ad nauseum. Look, you'll hear from Dilbert creator Scott Adams coming up next hour, and he'll tell us exactly what he thinks should be happening to the Democrat Party.
That's
651,
amazing.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. And coming up next, Maryland teachers are under the microscope for their social media posts.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cox. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Will you win in your retirement? Your retirement years are way too valuable to just hope you plan for them properly. Join me, Brian Akers, founder of Akers Financial Group, and host the Winning in Retirement radio show each Saturday at 10 a.m. Learn from our team of advisors each week as we coach you on today's financial topics to better your tomorrow so that you can be winning in retirement. Don't miss Winning in Retirement Saturday at 10 a.m. right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Member FINRA SIPC.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn Owings Mills, making it right.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
653, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Winky Dink Johnson.
Report of a broken down vehicle in one of the lanes southbound right tube at the Fort McKinley Tunnel. Can't get a look at it because the cameras from Chart just went down again for the second time this morning. So be on the lookout for that. Maybe in the left-hand lane in the right tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Still looking for this wreck. Didn't see it, but the report is westbound 50 on the ramp to go north onto I-97. Saw some traffic moving through the area, and we'll keep watching for that. And hopefully the state can get these cameras figured out once again. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So I guess you could say that the Winky Dink is on the blink.
Yeah.
No, the Winky Dink's fine. It's the chart cameras that are out.
All right.
Oh, I have my own way of drawing these things onto the screen.
The chart cameras are out.
Yeah.
The chart, the heart, the wink, the dink, the sink.
All right.
A dink-a-dink.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny today, and we're back to 82 right now. We're 56 and sunny in Bel Air, 58 in the city. There is a website called charliesmurderers.com, and it's a website where you can go to expose people that are on the left, that are unhinged, that are celebrating Charlie's assassination, that are making just vulgar, hideous, obscene comments about Charlie, his wife, Erica, and his children. That's charliesmurderers.com. There's no search function yet, but they're building out one, and I would suggest that if you know somebody that is posting stuff on social media, you go there and expose them. For instance, a Loyola University professor, I do not have her name as of yet, we're working on it. This is a college professor that after Charlie was assassinated wrote on her Facebook page, "Thoughts and prayers or whatever." A tenured Loyola University professor did that. This is from Tara Nichols Wilkinson, Baltimore County teacher and TABCO board member. That's the Teachers Association of Baltimore County Union. Again, she wrote, "Thoughts and prayers, LOL." That's Tara Nichols Wilkinson, Baltimore County teacher, TABCO board member. Michael Coben teaches biology at Morgan State. He has taught graduate students at Johns Hopkins since 1995. These are Maryland students, our future scientists and professionals, sitting in his classroom. And he wrote about a man who was just assassinated in public, quote, "I will not give a wet fart that he was shot and died violently," end of quote. Michael Coban, B-A-N, Morgan State. At Salisbury Middle School, a social studies instructor by the name of Jay Wagoner shared a meme online Wednesday night, and it depicted Donald Trump whispering to Charlie Kirk, quote, "This Epstein thing won't die. Gonna need you to take one for the team." Above the meme, it says, "Bait and switch," implying that the assassination was meant as a distraction. Wicomico County Executive Julie Giordano is calling for his resignation immediately, and he should. Again, these are people that are instructing your elementary school, middle school, etc. In Cecil County, Holly Miller, she is a paraprofessional at the Rising Sun Elementary School. She wrote, "He died for a cause he believed in. I guess that's karma. Good riddance. I'll be sure to send thoughts and prayers." Again, Holly Miller at the Rising Sun Elementary School. At Forest Park High School in Baltimore City, social studies teacher Derek Chavis, that's C-H-A-V-I-S, shared an article about Charlie Kirk's assassination with the caption, quote, "Wrong guy, but we'll take what we can get."
God almighty.
End of quote. And so, again, it's all over the state. These are teachers, again. These are people in charge of watching your children, educating your children, grandchildren, etc.
See, no, my question would be, look, they can have their individual opinion. I violently disagree with those opinions. I think it's heartless to do this kind of stuff. But to what degree does their personal philosophy then bleed into their educational function? And to what degree is their personal bias then folded right into the instruction
manual? They have every right to say whatever they want, but employers have every right to fire them.
Yes.
If they bring besmirch their reputation or the company or the school system, if you bring ill repute, repute or disrepute onto a company or a school, or they have every right to can your butt.
Yeah,
and that's again, you want to go out there on the sidewalk and proclaim whatever, but when you're doing stuff on your school account, there are consequences. Actions have consequences, and they're going to find out exactly. Now, look, on the other side, it brings out the worst, it brings out the best. Gary referenced it last. There are a bunch of NFL athletes that are already donating hundreds of thousands of dollars to Charlie's Children for their future education. So we're seeing the good in mankind again, but yeah. The worst of the worst, I'm telling you, I was scrolling through X most of the day yesterday, and it just almost every post had some moron, some unhinged lunatic making some kind of a statement celebrating the death of a human being. Okay, you didn't agree with him. You thought his politics were ugly or bad or whatever the case may be, but that does not justify or in any way, shape, or form should we be celebrating the death of any human being. I mean, I just are we lost as a country now? Is that where we are?
Yeah, we're lost as a country. Yeah, this is what I have a soundbite coming up next hour. This is what 250 years has brought us.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what.
At this point,
President Trump says he's going to solve the problem. We'll get to that in the MAGA update. And I have some advice. Hopefully, maybe he's already thought of it on how we what should happen next. It's 7 o'clock. Stay with
us. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The public is rushing to help law enforcement personnel as they investigate the assassination of Charlie Kirk and hunt for the killer.
So far, we've received more than 7,000 leads and tips. I would just note that the FBI hasn't received this many digital media tips from the public since the Boston Marathon bombing.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox says the FBI offering a $100,000 reward for information leading to the identification and arrest of the assassin. Video and still photos of a person of interest are posted online, including at townhall.com. Vice President Vance has accompanied Charlie Kirk's casket to his home state of Arizona aboard Air Force Two.
The vice president honored his close friend and political ally with a final flight aboard his military aircraft. Vance and his wife flew with Kirk's widow, Erica, from Salt Lake City to Phoenix. Earlier, the vice president helped carry Kirk's casket with a group of uniformed service members as it was loaded onto the plane.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, Donald Trump Jr. delivered the terrible news of the assassination to the president.
I think it was truly shocking to my father because I think he really was amazed at Charlie's talents, what he was able to accomplish, between 20 and 31, the time that I knew him, most people couldn't accomplish in multiple lifetimes.
Donald Trump Jr. on the Salem Radio Network Scott Jennings Show. Detained in an immigration raid in Georgia a week ago, 300 South Korean workers have been sent home. A raid at a battery factory at Hyundai's sprawling plant west of Savannah. The Trump administration asking an appeals court to remove Lisa Cook from the Fed Board of Governors by Monday before the central bank's next vote on interest rates. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 82 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
7:03 Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. It's Chuck Whitaker.
If you're coming through Annapolis over from Parole, there is a wreck on the ramp from 50 westbound turning north onto I-97. Very limited lanes, and maybe from time to time no lanes getting through there. So we have to think about the options now of maybe going up using General's Highway out of Annapolis around that area as the detour route. We'll keep you posted. At a broken down vehicle in the right tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, getting some brake lights back to the area of the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A little cooler and drier for your Friday morning with temps in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun. Highs back into the lower 80s, keeping the 80s around and staying dry into the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is pleasant outside, but somewhat cooler than it has been for earlier on of the week. Right now you're looking at 60 degrees in Hunt Valley. Pikesville has 57 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Customs and Border Protection officers at the Port of Baltimore intercepted a stolen Caterpillar bulldozer that was bound for Ghana. During a routine check last week, officials noted that the VIN number matched a stolen vehicle report in Carroll County, and the $237,000 bulldozer was seized. Officials say Ghana and other West African nations are popular destinations for stolen vehicles that are recovered by CPB officers in the Baltimore field office. Ocean City's special event zone remains in place through Sunday during the OC Rock and Ride Bike Fest. The zone reduces established speed limits and increases fines for violations, and increases penalties are allowed for some violations as well. The 2025 NFL season off to a hot start. League officials say the opening slate of games averaged more than 22 million viewers per game. Biggest audience was the Eagles and Dallas, 28 million viewers. Baltimore Ravens and the Bills, 25 million viewers for that game. One person injured at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis as law enforcement investigated a report of a threat. The academy was placed on lockdown as naval security forces were clearing a building. A midshipman mistook a police officer as a threat and struck him with his training weapon. The officer fired and wounded the midshipman, who was then taken to a hospital by medevac. Authorities investigating the source of the threat. And Maryland State Senate President Bill Ferguson and House Speaker Adrian Jones each received bomb threats on Thursday. They were both hoaxes. Both Democrat lawmakers posted messages on X thanking state and local law enforcement for the response to the threats. 7:06 on WCBM. Lottery numbers, your pick 3, 723. Your pick 4, 1274. And next, it's Style on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports, brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. It may indeed be too little too late, but at least Orioles baseball is fun again.
3-2 went to the sweeper.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson as the Beaver delivers again. The game-winning RBI and a 3-2 nail-biter over the Pirates. Baltimore's eighth win in their last nine games. Their sixth in a row in one-run decisions. After the game, let's leave it to Beaver to tell us how fun it is.
It's been awesome. The whole team, top to bottom.
the guys in the field and the arms, the starters and the bullpen are, you know, we're chipping away.
Birds and Blue Jays tonight in Toronto. O's ace Trevor Rogers will be on the hill for Baltimore. When the Ravens take the field Sunday against the Browns, all eyes will be on that Ravens defense that wilted in the fourth quarter last week in Buffalo. Here's D coordinator Zach Orr.
Guys, we're in the right position. We just got to be tighter and cleaner with our fundamental techniques. And I felt like we wore down in that aspect as the game went on. And really the fourth quarter, the well kind of broke in that aspect, which was disappointing. So
injury update for Baltimore. Isaiah Likely and Patrick Ricard unlikely to play as they were DNPs yesterday. And Nnamdi Matabike was limited. Jair Alexander was full. And finally, the NCAA announcing yesterday 13 men's college basketball players from six different schools were involved in gambling schemes, including betting against their own team. Players formerly associated with programs such as Eastern Michigan, Temple, Arizona State, and others are under investigation, according to the NCAA, which declined to name the athletes until the investigation has concluded. Coming up in 30 minutes, pretty sure I know where Derek Henney's going to be on Saturday night. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, Tom Homan versus Sanctuary Mayors and Governors. Whitney, the creator of the comic strip Dilbert, has got some pretty strong language for what should happen to the Democrat Party. We got that coming up as well. And top story here once again, Ilhan Omar and other elected officials and media types still spreading their venomous poison about Charlie Kirk.
Well, Sean, it's interesting because in the last half hour we heard Seth Moulton saying, all the Democrats, they want to really lower the temperature and make things all lovey-dovey. Man, they say they've been really nice all along. I just had a quick example or two of exactly how nice they've been.
I think you should punch him in the face.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said if we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Yeah, if they can only kind of lower the temperature back to that level, you know, that'd be so nice.
Wow. I have Newsom recently saying that, you know, he's got to punch Republicans in the face.
Yeah, I mean, it's just really, and you guys are going to really say that you've been good on this and it's the GOP who's ginning things up? I mean, that's chutzpah. It really is. Katie Turr, who's an anchor, I think, over at CNN.
MSNBC.
And she's at MSNBC.
Yep.
She says that she has the reason that this is going to be a political event for her is she's convinced somehow that this is simply going to be used as an excuse for Donald Trump to do something authoritarian-like.
As we were just talking about a moment ago with Alan, after one of the Doge employees was allegedly attacked in Washington, D.C., that's allegedly what Donald Trump used as justification to send in federal troops into Washington, D.C. to get things under control, the carjacking situation. He used that. And I know it's hard to predict the future, but you can imagine the administration using this as a justification for something.
Yeah, I mean, so the Doge guy was allegedly attacked, while Charlie Kirk was allegedly assassinated. So I guess that there's an equivalence there. Talk about misuse of the language. And of course, she's not alone. Jen Psaki, Circleback Psaki, she says that the real problem in this whole environment is Donald Trump.
At the end of this four-minute video, he says, for years, those on the radical left have compared wonderful Americans like Charlie to Nazis and the world's most worst mass murderers and criminals. This kind of rhetoric is directly responsible for the terrorism that we're seeing in our country today, and it must stop right now. And obviously, there's a lot of rhetoric that is problematic. A lot of it is coming from one particular side and from one particular building.
Oh, isn't that cute? I mean, it's just too cute by half. Yeah, as we just played you the examples of how the rhetoric is always coming from one particular man and one particular building. Oh, that building be on Pennsylvania Avenue, but sure, not going to name names. Yeah, nor are you going to say that when was the last time an actor assassinated a president, etc., on a punch him in the face, blah, blah, blah. Come on. 7:13, more on that coming up. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the broken down vehicle has cleared from the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, so that's beginning to settle down once again. The slowing is through Annapolis, and again, the report of an accident on the ramp from 50 westbound just after you make the turn to go north onto I-97. So it's between cameras, and we can't see it anyway because chart right now is down. But we see the impact, and we see the slowdown. So if you're coming over from parole, you're going to have a delay in that area. Might not be a bad idea to come out of Annapolis, pick up General's Highway on the northbound side to avoid that problem. Southbound I-97, you might be a little bit slow through there as well as you're coming by the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny today. It's going to be a gorgeous weekend. We're in the low 80s today. Rest of the weekend should be sunny and dry. Temperatures in the low 80s. Get out and enjoy, especially at that big Carroll County, the wine festival that's up Saturday. I'll be heading up there for at the Farm Museum. So going to be a great day. Sunny in 58 in Millersville, 60 in Arnold, and time for our MAGA Movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
The Carroll County spokesperson just said I was wrong. It's the Maryland Wine Festival, and she's absolutely right. Thank you, Kristen, for that correction. All right, on our MAGA Movement update, we want to make sure that Vice President J.D. Vance helped to carry the coffin of assassinated conservative icon Charlie Kirk onto Air Force Two to bring him home to Phoenix, Arizona, where he lives. The Vice President, Second Lady Usha Vance, traveled to Salt Lake City on Thursday to meet with Kirk's wife, Erica, their two young children and close friends, to escort his body back to his home state. And he did get a rather important motorcade from Sky Harbor International in Phoenix all the way to the Undertaker's, where he will be laid to rest. President Trump said he will be at the funeral. He is obligated, he said, to be there for... for Charlie. But then he talked about American values the other night and how we need to get back to these American values.
Tonight I ask all Americans to commit themselves to the American values for which Charlie Kirk lived and died. The values of free speech, citizenship, the rule of law, and the patriotic devotion and love of God. Charlie was the best of America, and the monster who attacked him was attacking our whole country. An assassin tried to silence him with a bullet, but he failed, because together we will ensure that his voice, his message, and his legacy will live on for countless generations to come. Today, because of this heinous act, Charlie's voice has become bigger and grander than ever before, and it's not even close. May God bless his memory. May God watch over his family. And may God bless the United States of America. Thank you.
He's absolutely right. We all have an obligation now, every single one of us that call ourselves MAGA warriors or conservatives, to speak out, to become the vocal majority. We can no longer, you know, hide in the weeds, hide in the bushes, keep our heads down. We have an obligation now. This is how you get even. This is how you confront the evil that we are now seeing, that it's, you know, portraying itself in largely the Democrat Party. Mm-hmm. And President Trump said he's going to solve this problem.
Not really. I'm really concerned for our country. We have a great country. We have a radical left group of lunatics out there, just absolute lunatics, and we're going to get that problem solved. I'm only concerned for the country. Yeah.
How do you want to see your supporters respond to this? Charlie Kirk was a big advocate of nonviolence and free speech on campus. How do you want your supporters to respond to
it? I think that way. He was an advocate of nonviolence. That's the way I'd like to see people respond. Say it. I did. I spoke to Erica, his wife, and we had a long talk, and she's devastated. She's absolutely devastated, as you can imagine.
So here's what I think President Trump should do. And obviously he's gotten to where he is. He's very smart. He's usually four or five moves ahead of everybody else. But I think right now Putin has showed no interest in peace. So I would tell Putin, you're done. Mm-hmm. Ratchet up the sanctions, make life miserable for Putin, and you had your chance, you blew it, we're now going to ratchet up the sanctions, forget it. I'm not saying we should be involved in any way, shape, or form in any other foreign wars. We're going to stay out of foreign wars. As for Gaza, tell Bibi Netanyahu and the Israelis, you handle it. You take care of Hamas, we're done. We're done with Hamas, we're done with Gaza. And then I would confront the enemy within. We have a problem in this country. On our 250th anniversary of the United States of America,
yeah,
we have a huge problem in this country. I would focus every remaining minute of my presidency to fixing this problem today and for the rest of his term. That will be your legacy, that you were the president that turned this country around, you know, on its 250th anniversary. And everything he does, whether it be illegals or crime or confronting this evil that we're seeing portrayed on, we have it in the Coast Guard. Secret Service agent was suspended because they were celebrating the death of China. It's in the military. This woke poison is everywhere. He's got to root it out once and for all. And that's what I would do if I were President Trump. Charlie Kirk warned about the assassination of major political figures.
She's trying to get out the visual and the idea of assassinating Donald Trump. This is where this is headed. I hope everyone understands. Whether it be Julius Caesar, Abraham Lincoln, John F. Kennedy, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr., Bobby Kennedy, assassinations of major political leaders are nothing new. And yet we've kind of been immune to that for a couple of decades. We have been warning about this for months. Now, the very interesting question is, will they try to kill Joe Biden or Donald Trump? That's the interesting question. Which one right now is a bigger threat to them? And that I'll let the audience kind of ruminate on that question. But we've been warning about this for quite some months. This is why the next man up philosophy is so important and why we wanted to do the show with you, Steve, as a show of force, is that you take one out, 100 more appear. You take one out, 1,000 more appear. You take one out, 10,000 more appear. You take one out, we give more money. You take one out, we register more voters. You take one out, is that it only actually makes us stronger.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
From Charlie Kirk on Steve Bannon's War Room before Steve went to federal prison. Day 236 of the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Coming up next, we'll hear from a woman who's not only in Congress, but shouldn't even be in America.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199. Or visit us at renovation.realestate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Baltimore welcomes world-renowned Rabbi Michael Dov Streicher Shlita. Tune in Saturdays from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. for How It All Started, 13 weeks of music, Divrei Torah, and exciting prizes. All proceeds go to Tzedakah. Learn more at WCBM.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
723, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Still some slowing if you're coming through Parole. You're heading west on 50 to take the ramp to northbound I-97. There was an accident on that ramp. The data has improved a little bit, showing that we might be getting at least a lane by on the northbound side. But in the meantime, you can take General's Highway out of Annapolis and work your way back over to I-97 from there. Recovered pretty nicely from that earlier broken down vehicle in the right two at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. JFX this morning is good. The Parkville side of the Beltway is slowing. We see some red on the map now on the outer loop moving up towards Hartford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit Mitchell'sGolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny and high about 82 today. Weekend's looking gorgeous. Sunny, 58 in Parkville, 59 in Pasadena. Don't miss Bill O'Reilly. He's joining us right after the 8:30 news this morning. His new book is called Confronting Evil. Talking about the timing.
Busy now.
Yeah, absolutely. So Bill will be with us at 8:37 this morning.
7:25 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBA. One of those individuals in Congress who has decided to go ahead and attack Charlie Kirk before his body has even reached room temperature. I mean, it is a grim thing the Democrats are doing right now. It's Ilhan Omar, and she's full of this very gentle, very sweet vitriol.
Charlie was someone who was willing to downplay the death of George Floyd. You know, Charlie was someone who once said, guns save lives. We feel anger and sadness and have, you know, empathy, which Charlie said, no, it shouldn't exist because that's a newly created word or something.
It's distortion after distortion after distortion, folks. It's less important to slap down each of the lies she just said than to simply understand that this comes from not from a place of sympathy or compassion for the wife and the two children of a now deceased husband and father. It comes from a place of anger and hate. Hate not just for Charlie Kirk as a human being, but for what he represented. A strong defense of Christendom, as Charlie would probably put it, and the idea somehow that we are indeed a unique and a particular nation that it does not exist anywhere else on the face of the globe.
There are a lot of people who are out there talking about him just wanting to have a civil debate. There is nothing more effed up. I think it is important for people to see that kind of rhetoric and say, no, this is not the kind of person that I want to follow. This is not the kind of person I want to platform. This is not the kind of person that should have this megaphone.
Oh, in other words, simply take away the megaphone from those with whom you happen to disagree and everything will be okay. This is the leftist way of life. And she just epitomizes it perfectly. In other words, you disagree with Charlie Kirk. Did he ever call for violence? Did he ever say that, you know, let's go burn down a building? Did he participate in the Summer of Love in 2020? I mean, did any of this stuff, did any of that crap happen? No, it did not. He simply has a point of view with which you happen to disagree. And so your solution is nobody should listen to him because you disagree with him. How about listen to him, listen to me, and choose the better of the two philosophies? If you believe in what you believe in, you should be willing to debate that and stand up for your beliefs. It's not that complicated a syllogy.
You have people like Trump who has incited violence against people like me. And so, you know, these people are full of shit. Because to them, they don't really care about the life that is lost. It's about who I can demonize. And that demonization is what leads to lives being taken.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's unfortunate that you think that Donald Trump has demonized people like you. It's an unfortunate fact that 9/11, we just passed the 24th anniversary of 9/11, that it was not Presbyterians who climbed on airplanes and crashed them into the World Trade Towers or into Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
This is a woman who shouldn't be in this country to begin with. She married her brother so that she could get into the country through a marriage visa. This is just, she defrauded the United States of America, and I'm shocked that we haven't, we're rounding up the worst of the worst. She's one of the worst.
She's got to be on the list.
Okay.
She really does.
She could be gone almost immediately. All right, coming up after the 7:30 news, what do you hear what the guy that created the comic strip Dilbert, his name is Scott Adams, he's had it. He is, this has crossed the line for him, the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and he has some advice as to what should happen to the Democrat Party. And right now, I'll tell you about Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, because if you are right now, we're reaching the end of the summer. It's going to be a nice weekend. You might still have, probably don't need your AC, but some might still have it on. But eventually, it's going to get cool. And as we fall into fall, into winter, and then you got to rely on that heat pump or your furnace or your forced air system, whatever it is, you want to make sure that it's properly maintained, that it's got enough of the refrigerant and or whatever, you know, again, filter is changed, that all the working parts, the switches are all working. And you can do that with a maintenance agreement with Tim Kyle. But I would call him now, get it on the radar so they can come out and service your unit and make sure that it's A, operating, and B, that it's operating efficiently so it's not costing you more money, because we know that the electric bills are going up by $30 between now and December and again next spring. So call Tim Kyle today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you can go online, timkylecompany.com. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland Senate President Bill Ferguson and House Speaker Adrian Jones each received bomb threats on Thursday. Both the Democrat lawmakers posted messages on X thanking state and local law enforcement for the response to the threats. By the way, threats turned out to be unfounded. Ferguson says that after what happened in Utah and in places like Minnesota over the past several months, it's clear that tragic political violence is on the rise. He said we must reject the culture of hate and violence that seeks power from fear and division. Wes Moore and Brandon Scott are both reacting after the state lawmakers received bomb threats on Thursday. Governor says, thankfully, the threats were deemed non-credible and everyone is safe. Moore says his administration takes those kinds of threats very seriously, and violence of any type, including rhetoric and threats, will not be tolerated. Mayor Scott says he's grateful that Ferguson, Jones, and their families are safe. Man accused in a double homicide in Owings Mills has now been deemed incompetent to stand trial. Kevin Ahn had been deemed incompetent to stand trial. He is charged with killing two people in a townhome on Oliver Heights Road in March. And in July, a Baltimore County judge denied bond and ordered a competency hearing. Ahn's next court date is scheduled for January. He is also accused of transporting his mother's body to Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, after the killings. He is not charged with her death, however. He is charged with two counts of other first-degree murders and two counts of first-degree assault in the Baltimore County deaths. And Customs and Border Protection officers, well, they've seized a vehicle they were trying to sneak over to Ghana. The vehicle, a $237,000 bulldozer. It was reported missing in Carroll County. They matched the VIN numbers at the port. They said, whoa, that's not going to Ghana. That's going back to Carroll County where it belongs. Apparently, Ghana and other West African nations are very popular destinations for stolen vehicles that are recovered by CPB officers in the Baltimore field office. 7:32, next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. I think we can come to the conclusion that progressive government is not the answer to our inner cities' problems. Politicians are not going to save America. If America's cities are going to resurrect, the Christians who live there are going to have to repent and seek the Lord. Christians sometimes are guilty of looking to mankind for help first, when it's clear that our help and our hope rests only in God. Secularism has reached its peak in America. It dominates the media, politics, public education, and entertainment. And because of it, we have a vacuum of leadership in our land and in our cities. It's obvious that there is no leadership in Baltimore, in the mayor's office, or in the state house in Annapolis. I'm calling on my fellow pastors to join me in praying to God for the forgiveness of our collective sins, asking him to shine his light on a better path, one where we put him in his ways before everything else. Only then can lasting healing begin. This is Pastor David Lewis at the Moment of Truth.
Pick three lottery numbers, 723, pick four, 1274. And now traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The new information from the wreck in Annapolis says one lane is open now on the ramp from 50 westbound onto I-97. But again, if you're coming over from Parole with that limited lane, there will be some backing there. We see some of the data is indicating some traffic is going north from the Annapolis Mall area on General's Highway, using that as the detour route to get around the area. Southbound has not shown any indication of any backing, but again, could be slow right there at the scene, and you should be prepared for that after you leave the ramp at I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A little cooler and drier for your Friday morning with temps in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun. Highs back into the lower 80s, keeping the 80s around and staying dry into the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
735 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, apparently the Orioles are the one-run kings of baseball at this point, eking out their sixth consecutive decision of that kind yesterday against the Pirates. 3-2 was the final. Dylan Beavers delivering again with an RBI single in the seventh. Here's manager Mancelino on the type of baseball the Birds are playing.
You know, so we score some runs on just kind of baseball-y plays. We play defense, baseball-y. You know, the bullpen gets out. It's very baseball-y, and you add it all together, and it's three kind of gritty wins for us against a team that had swept the Dodgers last week.
Baseball-y, I love that. Birds have won 13 one-run games since the All-Star break. That's the most in the majors. And since the season reached its nadir on May 24th, Baltimore is 53-43. That's tied for the majors' fourth-best record. Elsewhere in baseball last night, anytime you get mentioned in the same breath with Joe DiMaggio, well, that's got to be pretty good, right?
High drive, left center field, Green back, track. Joe DiMaggio for four.
Michael Kay with the call on the Yes Network in New York. Aaron Judge with two last night. 361 for the career, fourth with DiMaggio all time in a Yankee uniform. Yanks salvage one against the Tigers last night. 9-3 was the final. The War of Words Part 2 between the Browns and the Ravens yesterday in their respective facilities. Browns receiver Jerry Jeudy said there were, quote, no challenges at all when facing a Ravens secondary that boasts five first-round picks. Kyle Hamilton responded.
Yeah, I mean, guys say whatever you're going to say. I really don't care. That's the thing with like bullets and board material that I never understood. It's like, was I not going to play hard before he said that? So it's like, I'm going to play the same way I was going to play. Like, if you need bullets and board material to go play how you need to play, then that's a problem on you.
Saturday at noon, Towson and Maryland will tangle at CQ Stadium in College Park. Freshman quarterback Malik Washington has grabbed all the headlines for the Terps, but the defense has also shined, allowing just 16 points in their first two games. Here's Washington on the boost the defense gives them.
Yeah, it's the ultimate boost of confidence for me and the offense as a whole, just because, you know, those guys are playing another side of the ball, but it's all complimentary football. So, you know, they play well and get us good field position. It makes it easier for us to score.
Maryland defense has forced six turnovers through the first 2 weeks. And finally, if you're looking for something to to do around town this weekend besides the Ravens game? How about CFG Bank Arena on Saturday night, 6:30 p.m.? Adam Sandler will be there. The Happy Gilmore two-star returns to do his stand-up roots, doing his You're My Best Friend tour. And I'm sure Derek Henry, who I guess each other have a man crush, will be there if he can on Saturday night. The time now is 7:37 when we return. Never do math in front of a mic.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I think you guys will appreciate this one because you know the old adage in our business is never do math in front of the mic.
Yeah, right?
You're going to mess it up. Well, apparently Kyle Van Noy, the Ravens linebacker, does not know that.
Something that I've learned over my career is that there's usually sometimes a 24-hour rule and a 54 or a 52, 54. I got to do the math. 50.
48.
Wow, let me start over.
My man.
Basically, he was saying how to flush a loss.
Yes.
You got the 24-hour rule. Maybe you got the 48-hour rule or whatever it was.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was 54 for him.
Yeah.
Okay?
A little longer.
He didn't seem convinced of his own.
Some guys take a little bit longer to get over a loss than others. Come on.
So you've never had a loss.
I wouldn't know anything about it. Yeah. But yeah, that was a great moment. In front of the mic.
All Gary cares about is the 1 second rule or the 2 second rule. Food drops on the floor.
That's a 5 second rule.
Is that a 5 second
rule? In my house, it is.
Oh, it's a follow you.
It's a 5 second rule.
Okay.
Well, we got clean floors.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
The 5 second rule works really well unless you have two dogs that believe in the 3 second rule. By the way,
I just see Bruce and his dogs now fighting for scraps. 7:39.
I think the dogs win.
Yeah, every time.
21. By the way, the name of the Loyola professor that we mentioned last hour that made a, thoughts and prayers or whatever, is Carsonia Wise Whitehead. Okay. Carsonia, K-A-R-S-O-N-Y-A, Carsonia Wise Whitehead. All right, so many are struggling. How do we respond? What do we do now not violent. We're not talking about anybody being violent. We're not advocating political violence. We're talking about you work harder for the midterms. You get rid of the rhinos. You get rid of the Democrats. You vote them out of office. So this is how you get even.
Mm-hmm.
You do what Charlie did in Pennsylvania, because Charlie, I think, is responsible for Donald Trump's win in swing states.
Lord Trump, who, of course, was in the RNC at the time, yesterday said without Charlie Kirk, Donald Trump would probably not have won.
Yeah. 100%.
And that's 44% swing in young men, man.
That's the real reason why he was targeted, because A, of his ability to help persuade, how difficult it is
effective.
To persuade people that have been indoctrinated and manipulated for most of their college careers. And that's how effective he was. And he did it in such a way that you go and debate in open dialogue, civil discourse. And that's the reason why they targeted him, the radical left, and took his life. So yep. Scott Adams, he is the creator of Dilbert, mm-hmm. the comic strip. Unfortunately, he is suffering from prostate cancer. But he said this crossed the line for him and for many others. For many other people, you start off, you're being sad, you're in mourning, and now that's turning to anger. And how do we channel that anger? And Scott says we got to do something about the Democrats.
So I'm 100% in favor of the government going way more aggressive on RICO investigations for this massive criminal enterprise called Democrats.
Yeah. So he called them a RICO investigation into the massive criminal enterprise that he's saying called Democrats. We've talked about this Act Blue. We've talked about the teachers' unions and how money is laundered and NGOs and so on and so forth. So, again, and maybe that's part of the thing that President Trump is going to do. But here's what Scott is saying. It's time, really, to dismantle the modern-day Democrat Party.
I believe the Democrat Party has to be totally dismantled. I wouldn't have said that 2 days ago. 2 days ago, I would have said the healthiest thing for the country is that there are two strong political parties battling it out in a war of ideas. But you know who else thought that? Charlie Kirk. He thought that we could talk it out. His whole model was based on polite debate and doing it in public so everybody could see it. That didn't work. He got shot to death. So now we just need to destroy the entire Democrat Party legally.
Yeah, legally. And that's what he's talking about. You do it through disrupting their funding mechanisms. Mm-hmm. And it's going to take a long time to do this. But I think the Democrats have told us repeatedly, they're at war. Senator Christopher Murphy said that recently. He goes, you know, we're at war with Trump and MAGA and the Republicans. So remember the last time war was declared on the United States, we did nothing about it. It was 1998 when Osama bin Laden called us a paper tiger and declared war on us. We ignored it. Mm-hmm. We ignored it. And what happened? 9/11. So it is incumbent upon us to no longer ignore these threats. And that's what they are, threats by prominent Democrat leaders, leadership. And I hate to say it because I have no Democrats. I got them in my family. I have friends. But they're not kooks and unhinged. But the leadership of the Democrat Party and a lot of these progressive Marxist people that are now in control of the Democrat Party are indeed dangerous to our Constitution and to our Constitutional Republic.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. It's 743. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Telephone number 410-WCBM-680. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
Thank you. Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. There's a new minor wreck right at the ramp area, Liberty Road at 695. So there may be some slowing as you're taking the ramp from Liberty Road and from the inner loop. So again, heads up for that. On the Beltway, some slowing now up through Pikesville and on the Parkville side. Other than that, nothing major. JFX so far this morning has been in the clear. Also, one new accident from Baltimore County, Campbell Boulevard, very close to Franklin Square Drive. And there's a medic unit now arriving there. Keep in mind, we're a little bit slow yet. Apparently, one lane is open on the ramp from westbound 50 to go north onto I-97. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Let Bernie check everything, including your antifreeze, tire, belts, and hoses. Get it all done. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny today and dry, and we're about 82. The rest of the weekend looking really, really nice. So, as I said earlier, from the Maryland Wine Festival, Carroll County Farm Museum, tomorrow going to be gorgeous. Sunny, dry, and low 80s, pretty much the same for Sunday. A little bit warmer, it'll be about 85. What's that?
It's Chuck's wife's favorite wine. I want to go to Miami.
Yes, absolutely. Time to offer us to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. And today we have a WCBM beer glass, a beer stein for you. Robert in Middle River is our contestant. Good morning, Robert.
Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Robert.
Robert?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, yes. You're coming in loud and clear.
Good morning.
Your winky dink must have been on the brink.
Yeah, could be. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Happened to Chuck last hour.
Yeah.
Look, Robert, happened to the best of us.
Winky dink fell off.
All right. Story, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
We'll go first.
Oh, wow. First. Robert likes to go first.
It steps up.
All right. Here we go. Story number one. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has announced a ban on the Sharia law call to prayer, which is being blasted on speakers in parts of Texas. He says it's a violation of the noise ordinance regulations and is also causing a confusion with volunteer firefighter companies. Story two, 20 years ago, Muslim terrorists blew up a bus in London on 7-7, murdered 56 people. The jihadi behind the attacks, Harun Rashid Azwat, now being released. While British moms are sitting in jail for social media posts, a high court judge provoked public outrage after he wished Azwat, the convicted terrorist in the London 7-7 bombings, all the best ahead of his release. And story three, a Walmart in Western PA has banned a 60-year-old local man bringing in his emotional support alligator inside. The man claims to have been going to Walmart for over 3 years without any issues, but Walmart says gators are not welcome inside Walmart stores. Story one, Texas governor bans the call to prayer. Story two, London 77 terrorist wished all the best by the judge before he's set free. And story three, man brings emotional support alligator to Walmart. All right, Robert, what are you thinking?
I think it's one.
All right. Robert goes for number one. Kristen?
I could see that one being true. I mean, like, I could see them all being true, but I think I could see that being true. A Walmart crazy story, yes. I think number two is partially true, but maybe not all.
Kristen goes for number two. Chuck?
One, please.
Chuck also is with number one. Bruce?
Well, I think the emotional support of Winky Dink story is probably true. Chuck, this is a fair warning to you as well, by the way. I think,
thank you so much.
Yeah, I think story two is fake news. Cheerio. Sure.
Nobody votes for story number three, the emotional support alligator. That is a true story. Anything and everything can be seen in Walmart. That's for sure.
That's true.
Story one, Texas Governor Greg Abbott banning the call to prayer. That is our fake news story of the day. So Robert and Chuck, old the old Winkster. Several of our listeners are inquiring about your age, but I am not responding because it's really
76.
There you go. 76 trombones.
Same number of trombones. That's right.
Yep. Right. All right, the music man. Yes. And Debbie says he's quite musical, especially after meals.
It's nice. That's when I put on my spandex pants.
And corduroy shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing worse than corduroy shorts in Florida.
Yeah.
Never. Never. You kill yourself doing that.
You're right.
You cause a brush fire.
Robert, congratulations. I'll put you on hold and tell you how to get your prize. Thanks so much for listening and playing the game at 7:48. 12 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. But, again, what do you think about Scott Adams' comments? It's time to dismantle the Democrat Party legally.
Well, I think it's time to simply make them obsolete by not voting for any Democrat. You starve them of money, you starve them of votes, and they go the way of the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists and the Mugwumps and the Whig Party.
Should we starve their media complex?
That'd be nice.
Of making sure that no Trump officials go on any of the MSNBC, CNN, the Alphabet Networks, any, just say, the way you've treated us, the way you've treated Charlie Kirk, and the way you've treated this country, you don't deserve our presence.
I think being a whole lot more selective as to those appearances is absolutely a must. I also think that we've taken a big step in the right direction by telling NPR and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the water's fine, come on in. If you want to be around, go raise money the same way that every other broadcaster raises money and have a nice life.
Yeah. All right, Marty says he saw Yumi Hogan taking her emotional support rhino to Walmart one day.
It turned out it was just her husband.
That's right. Good one. All right, 7:50, you're listening to the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, the best of which you can hear and see each and every day at WCBM.com and our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Living a heart smart means paying attention to your cholesterol goals. For 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach those goals and supporting overall heart and wellness. Right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDL XQ10 with every bottle purchase of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 Soft Gels. It's Rescue's most popular wellness duo. Just add Rescue 1250 Omega-3 to your cart, apply the code TOGETHER at checkout, and Rescue LDL XQ10 will be added for free. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that's 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or use the code online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Remember to use the code TOGETHER when buying any quantity of Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to get the same quantity of Rescue LDL XQ10 for free. Again, use the code TOGETHER at res-q.com today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Charlie Kirk debated those who disagreed with him in a civil fashion based on facts, based on morality, based on our foundings. He changed decades of one-sided viewpoints on America's campuses, which had become indoctrination factories. He had to be killed by the left. They can't stand the debate.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Morning Drive, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A lot to go. still between now and 9 o'clock this morning. The governor, he's come up with this great idea. You're going to surge additional people in as law enforcement in order to help suppress crime here in Baltimore. I mean, the man's a genius. He came up with, this has nothing at all to do with Donald Trump doing exactly the same thing. Nothing at all.
We're going to talk about that. Also, the police commissioner now saying they're ready for any potential National Guard deployment. They have a plan for that. So we'll talk about that partnership.
And Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly. Yep. Less than an hour from right now at 8:37 right here on Confronting Evil. You talk about a perfect day to have him because his insight on what's happened in the last 48 hours will be key.
Former President Barack Hussein Obama is getting a lot of blowback online for what he said about Charlie Kirk's death. Quote, "We don't yet know what motivated the person who shot and killed Charlie Kirk, but this kind of despicable violence has no place in our democracy. Michelle and I will pray for Charlie's family tonight, especially his wife Erica and their two young children." Of course, Obama and his followers have kind of led the path and for this type of violence. Who can forget the quotes from the former president? Quote, "Argue with their neighbors. Get in their face." Quote, "If they bring a knife, we bring a gun." So this is the guy. I think you can trace right back to Barack Obama's presidency the beginning of this divisiveness.
This level of violence.
And I think he basically lit the match, set the country on fire, and then Joe Biden came in and poured napalm on it.
Yeah, those of us who were around in the 60s, remember, there was violence then. Chemistry buildings blown up and all this kind of stuff on college campuses and the, quote, free speech movement, which wasn't. The free speech movement was about free speech just the same as Summer of Love was about Summer of Love. This is worse because they're targeting the thought leaders and the politicians of the opposition party. This is very dangerous stuff. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Don't see anything major on the JFX right now. Some slowing on the Beltway on the Parkville side. On the west side, coming down from 795 and on the inner loop going north of Liberty Road, there was an accident at the ramp at Liberty Road and the Beltway. That might still be an issue there. Campbell Boulevard, the wreck was at Franklin Square Drive in Baltimore County, and we're keeping a close eye on that ramp. Still some room to get by, but we're slow westbound 50 to turn north onto I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hold on, was that?
Happy birthday to you,
Mr. President. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
Are you now the president of the IBF? Has Frank relinquished his title?
Of course.
Yeah.
Wow.
He got knocked out. We sent him away. Let's just put him away. That's all. So now I have that, the president of the America's Traffic Network. So I have all the titles.
Yeah. Yes, you do. And including the lead of the fan club of Winky Dink and you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look it up. Look it up. I want you to see it in person. We did look it up. Yeah. What'd you think?
It was before my time.
So what does that mean? Didn't happen?
No. I'm not saying it didn't happen. It's just it was before
nice,
my time.
It's nice to have somebody of your experience.
Advanced years.
Yeah, experience. That's what I'm polite.
Bruce, I wasn't addressing you at that point, but since you got in here.
Yeah. Me?
Yeah, you. Talking to me?
You're talking to me?
Want a piece of me while I'm here?
All right. We will see you in a few.
A few, yes.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Partly sunny today. Dry 82 right now.
Feisty.
It is 66 and sunny in Stevensville, 60 in Middle River.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. In addition, of course, to the story about Charlie Kirk's assassination and the FBI chase to find his murderer, there are other stories that continue in our world. One of them has to do with Tom Holman and the members of ICE, Border Patrol, doing their jobs, getting the illegal aliens, particularly the violent illegal aliens, out of here. Holman was first on MSNBC with the morning Mika the other day, and then he showed up on Fox, I think it was last evening before last, talking about that experience and how he felt that Mika was, frankly, overmatched.
They hate Trump more than they love their community. They hate Trump more than they love the truth, and they show it and they prove it every day.
Yeah, every single day. The hate for Trump, the Trump derangement syndrome, used to be just a clever kind of thing to say. It's a thing. It's amazing. Otherwise, rational human beings come down with TDS, and they're not the same anymore. It's like a disease that it's like long COVID. This is long TDS.
I carry data with me all the time. Every morning on the way to the White House, I go through 20 pages of data to what happens in the last 24 hours. So I know what the men and women of ICE are doing. I'm not guessing. I'm not guessing on the percentages. When I say 70% of everybody that arrests is a criminal, that's based on data I read every morning. And the other 30% national security threats, those will find orders that became fugitives, gang members. So every morning I look at the data. So, you know, and I want to share that data with the American people. President Trump has promised to be transparent, and that's what we're doing every day.
It's interesting, Sean, because what happens is he'll get on a show like The Morning Mika, and he'll have this stuff at his fingertips so that he was able to go through and say, you know, here are the stats, and here are some of the bad guys we've taken into custody in the last 24 to 48 hours. He'll give the names, he'll give the crimes they are charged with, and he'll give their current disposition, because he shows up having done his homework, which is something a lot of, frankly, TV interviewers never bother doing.
Tom Holman's a great guy, but I just don't get why they go on MSDNC or Fake News Network, CNN, or any of these shows, because let's face it, the people watching these shows have already made up their minds. There's no open mind
to a large degree
on the left. I mean, they just, again, it doesn't matter what you say on there. They're just one massive echo chamber.
Well, how do you differentiate between those people who've made up their minds and college students who made up their minds? I think Charlie Kirk would say, you show up because you change one mind each time you show up.
Right,
but
Charlie
impact.
Did it in a debate format. These aren't debate formats. When you control the microphone, when you control the camera, and that's what they do in the media, then this is what happens.
That's exactly what occurs right now.
The left doesn't want to hear the truth. They're used to 4 years of no immigration enforcement. Now all of a sudden we're getting back to what we've done for the last 40 years, and they can't handle it. But we're going to keep doing it. They're not going to shut us down. They're not going to stop us. They're not going to slow us down. So they can argue and they can protest all they want and tell all the lies they want. We'll be out there tomorrow. We'll be out the day after tomorrow. We got over 1,000 teams on the streets across this nation, and we're not stopping.
Good deal. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp in the morning, or your favorite song? Maybe you're missing parts of conversations with old friends. You know, losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Sigaff and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore Metro area, 410-944-3100, online aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. It's 8 o'clock on WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. We now have fresh video and photos of the suspect that authorities are searching for in the assassination of Charlie Kirk. The pictures posted online, including at townhall.com. And investigators who've already received thousands of tips are asking for more help from the public.
We have 20 federal, state, and local law enforcement partners that are working shoulder to shoulder to find the person who committed this horrific crime. With their support, we've completed nearly 200 interviews.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox.
The FBI is offering a $100,000 reward for information leading to the identification and arrest of the person responsible for the murder of Charlie Kirk.
Among the clues now in the hands of investigators, a palm print, a shoe impression, and a high-powered rifle found in a wooded area along the path the gunman used to get away. Charlie Kirk's casket has been flown aboard Air Force Two from Utah home to Arizona. President Trump says he will be attending the funeral, details of which have yet to be disclosed. The Trump administration wants Lisa Cook off the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors ahead of a key vote by central bank policymakers.
In an emergency request, the president's lawyers asked an appeals court to remove Cook because of mortgage fraud allegations. The White House wants her gone by Monday before the central bank's vote next week on interest rates. The president tried to fire Cook, but a federal judge ruled this week that was illegal. If the Trump appeal is successful, Cook would be removed from the Fed's board until her case is ultimately resolved in the courts. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senate Minority Leader Schumer threatening a government shutdown at month's end if the Republicans don't cave to Democrat demands on health care. Senate Majority Leader Thune says Schumer needs to approach the Republicans with a plan of health care proposal. Wall Street stock futures are mixed. Townhall.com.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-419-2387. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387.
It's 8:03, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Still some slowing if you're coming out of Parole and you're heading west on 50 over towards I-97. There was an accident just after you take that ramp and it becomes I-97. So some limited lanes still there. The option coming out of Annapolis would be 178 for Generals Highway headed north up through the area. Looks like the minor wreck very close to the ramp at the Beltway at Liberty Road and 695 has cleared. We're still showing some data that's showing areas of the Beltway slow. Outer loop near Route 40, inner loop towards Pikesville, and the outer loop on the Parkville side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A little cooler and drier for your Friday morning with temps in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, highs back into the lower 80s, keeping the 80s around and staying dry into the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Rice is down 59 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it is 62. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Ocean City's special event zone remains in place through Sunday during the OC Rock and Ride Bike Fest. The zone reduces established speed limits and increases fines for violations, and increased penalties are allowed for some violations as well. Residents and visitors can expect a significant police presence with officers from multiple agencies assisting Ocean City Police. So if you're heading over for one last fling at OC, be aware as it can be a little crazy over there this weekend. One person was injured at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis as law enforcement investigated a report of a threat. The academy was placed on lockdown as the naval security forces were clearing a building. A midshipman mistook a police officer as a threat and struck him with his training weapon. Officer fired, wounded the middie, who was then taken to a hospital by medevac. Authorities are investigating the source of the threat. Maryland Senate President Bill Ferguson and House Speaker Adrian Jones each received bomb threats on Thursday. Both the Democratic lawmakers posted messages on X thanking state and local law enforcement for their response to the threats. By the way, those threats turned out to be unfounded. And Wes Moore and Mayor Scott are both, by the way, reaching out to both Ferguson and Adrian Moore, saying that the state lawmakers' bomb threat, they take seriously, and they're glad it was indeed a phony bomb threat and not a real one. Pick 3 lottery number, 723. Pick 4, 1274. And next at 8:05, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath.
Five, high five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens celebrating their 30th anniversary season in Baltimore on Sunday, much to the chagrin, if you've been listening here, you'd know that, to the Cleveland sports media. The opinions on the timing are divided, however, in the Browns locker room. Here's quarterback Joe Flacco saying meh to that.
It's funny because that isn't the first thing that I think about, you know, not being from here, but I can understand how that looks. They do these things, and I think you can take it however you want. If you're from Cleveland, you can take it one way, and if you're from Baltimore, you can, you know, say it's not a big deal.
Ever the politician, Baltimore now an 11.5-point favorite in this game, but will play more than likely without Isaiah Likely and Patrick Ricard. Both were DNPs yesterday in practice. Meanwhile, the Commanders went to Green Bay last night and met up with Jordan Love and the Packers.
Off the fake, pass caught, touchdown, Green Bay, Romeo Dobbs.
Al Michaels had to call in prime. Jordan Love, 292 and two scores. The Pack take the Commanders 27-18 was the final. O's and Pirates on getaway day yesterday at Camden Yards.
3-2 went to the sweeper, and it's knocked down by Gonzalez. He can't pick it up in time, and Holiday scores standing.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Another one-run win for Baltimore. Dylan Beavers delivers. 3-2 was the final. O's on the road tonight in Toronto with Trevor Rogers on the hill. Coming up in 30 minutes, the sports world with an outpouring of support for Charlie Kirk. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. That is the number to give us a call. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, the Kirk assassin is still at large, but the FBI knows his name, and they're closing in on him, her. I will say right now, this individual may have actually shown up at a Kirk College function and debated him, is what we're hearing now.
Wow.
So we'll see. Bill O'Reilly joins us after the 8:30 news on Confronting Evil, his new book. But our top story here today is that Governor Moore and the city-state partnership. Before we get there, the Baltimore Police Commissioner, Richard Worley, said on another radio station that they are ready for any potential deployment of the National Guard. Quote, it's way above my pay grade on whether they come or don't come, but we have a plan if they do come. Worley says he's got a good working relationship with the Guard, even resolving a recent dispute to allow police cadets to train on the National Guard firing range in Baltimore County. So, yeah, you would think any police commissioner worth his weight in salt would have a plan. Governor Westmore announced a reignited partnership with state law enforcement that allegedly will surge resources to Baltimore City. And, of course, that's raising all sorts of questions about timing, if you will. Before we get there, though, he recently criticized President Trump for even bringing up the fact that the National Guard may come to Baltimore.
But sending in the National Guard to do municipal policing for something not trained for, is something that is deeply theatrical and, frankly, beneath the office that he holds.
But here's the deal. They're not sending in the guard to do municipal policing. They're sending in the guard to secure, set up perimeter, do checks and things of that nature. That lets the police do the municipal policing. Mm-hmm. And they can direct traffic and make sure that curfews are, enforced, et cetera. But that is just something that, and here's the thing. Here's Governor Moore said, he was not motivated, inspired in any way, shape, or form by President Trump bringing in the guard.
Of course not.
Nothing we are doing is inspired by the president. The president does not inspire us.
Hardy har har, but you'll notice that he still is clinging to this false premise that public safety is priority number one.
We have helped to break the back of violent crime, that scourge of violent crime that we were seeing before we came on board.
Yeah, and the scourge of juvenile crime has been largely ignored by the governor. By Vinny, the only reason why Vinny Schiraldi got the axe is because he became a political liability. And we haven't seen any significant changes with Betsy Fox Tolentino. None. And then I think it was, I think the MDTA and the Maryland State Police were used as props during this press conference.
So what you see here is a collaboration. And for the citizens of Baltimore City, we're here with you.
We intend to go out and provide the services that you need to feel safe and enhance the safety you already feel. It doesn't matter whether you're traveling around the state of Maryland, through the city of Baltimore, everyone has the right to feel safe, to feel secure, and we intend to do everything in our power to continue that.
Now, was this about the citizens or was it about the Maryland Cycling Classic, which was last weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you basically, if something happened during the Maryland Cycling Classic, you're going to lose that event.
Mm-hmm.
So was it about protecting the citizens of Baltimore, and why hasn't it happened before now? And, of course, they had the big Orioles game Saturday night, 21-31. Cal Ripken, you had the Maryland Cycling Classic. Or was this about protecting an event and some businesses because you're getting some chin music on that? We'll explore that. Coming up in just a second.
You're seeing fastball high in his side. Yeah. 8:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Hi, we have a camera back working again now towards Annapolis, westbound 50 at the ramp where you start to make that turn onto I-97. There's still some equipment right there at the scene. So once you clear 450 and you get over to the ramps, you're coming out of parole, you'll see the flashing lights. It's slowed down right there. And then the exit ramp itself that goes over into the other ramp at I-97 is beginning to let some traffic through there. So right now, two lanes getting by to the left, delays back into parole, but not quite as bad as it was earlier, but still some flashing lights in that area. Beyond that point, in and around the area, the Severn River Bridge, and then over towards the ramps and coming off the Bay Bridge, we don't see any problems right now. Three lanes westbound, two lanes on the eastbound side. I'm Chef Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your weekend. It's looking great. Partly sunny today, 82. Rest of the weekend should be sunny, dry. Temperatures in the low 80s tomorrow, up to 85 on Sunday. It's sunny and 60 in Forest Hill, 63 in the city. And time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Again, at 8:15, it's time for us to head to the big top, because we take all those slightly twisted individuals, put them in the freak show, and right here at the circus. So please, enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and yes, this week we're all about Democrats saying we want to lower the volume, we want to cool our jets, we want to be nice to one another. And we're going to bring out our very best in order to lead us to that area of niceness. Here she is, our niceness leader, Maxine Waters.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome. Anywhere.
She is so nice. It's amazing. to hear such a warm, loving spirit. And that is the soul of the Democrat Party right there, all wrapped up in that one beautiful human being. She wants to make sure that people know that they're not welcome anywhere anymore if they disagree with her. She's doing that for your own good, by the way. Thank you so much, Maxine. I sure appreciate you. Take care, darling.
All right, we have some breaking news here this morning. President Trump just moments ago announced on Fox and Friends that the alleged assassin of Charlie Kirk is now in custody. Quote, "I think with a high degree of certainty we have him," Trump said during his interview. "Somebody who was very close to him turned him in. It was relayed through a minister who was involved with law enforcement. I hope he's going to be found guilty, and I hope he gets the death penalty." So, again, repeating the news that President Trump just told Fox and Friends during a live interview that the FBI has the alleged assassin of Charlie Kirk now in custody. So stay tuned. We'll see if we can get an FBI presser coming up here shortly or announcement. It may not be till later on this morning that the FBI decides to hold a press conference and reveals the name. But we reported earlier this morning that the FBI did indeed know the name. And President Trump alluded to that. Yeah. He knew the motivation. And then we talked about, and I don't know if it's one and the same, of this individual who I won't name yet, that was seen publicly debating Charlie over trans issues, that this person is trans, mm-hmm. him or herself, that, again, trans writings were found on the casing. So a lot of this has begun to add up, but we don't know until the FBI will announce it coming up shortly. So.
Yeah, I would imagine before lunch. If I had to guess when the FBI is
out. Yeah, I would definitely think that there's going to be an FBI press conference sometime around 9:30-ish, 10 a.m. This morning.
Yeah, so we'll let you know, folks, what it happens.
That'll happen during Kim's show, and so Kim, I'm sure, will jip that, which means join in progress, or carry the whole thing from start to finish. But there has been an arrest made, and he is in custody, according to the president of the United States. And we'll get more on that in just a second.
Choosy mothers choose Jip.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. By the way, Senate Republicans have finally awakened. They've invoked the nuclear option to speed up confirmations of President Trump's nominees with a 53-45 vote. Came nearly 5 hours of alleged bipartisan talks. And now, again, they have been dragging their feet on Trump's nominees. Civilian nominees confirmed via voice vote in the past. In the 101st Congress, there were over 800. In the 103rd Congress, 1,100. 107th Congress, 900. And the 111th Congress, 850. The 115th Congress, 530. Same for the 117th Congress. For the 118th Congress, which is the current Congress,
right.
Zero. Zero. Nominees by voice vote. And so now, finally, John Thune has awakened. You know, sometimes you got to push these Republicans right over the cliff into doing something that would be beneficial for the country. I just don't understand. Maybe this is the Charlie Kirk thing. Maybe it did cross the line. Now people are going, that's it, we've had it. We're not going to play nice anymore. No more playing footsie with the Democrat Party because they don't deserve it. So we'll see what happens on that. 410-922-6680. Bill O'Reilly coming up after the 8:30 news. His new book is out now. It's called Confronting Evil. Boy, you're talking about a timely book.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to Bill about that and much, much more. Right now, joining us on our hotline is Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty company. Vinny is with us once again. Good morning, Vinny.
Morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, guys.
We had you in studio last week. Great seeing you, as always. And really enjoyed hearing about your new initiative to your Go Serve Big Mission.
Yeah, Sean, you know, it's really exciting for us. You know, we love when somebody comes up with a new creative way for us to be able to give back to the community that has supported us for more than 22 years now. And, you know, for those who haven't heard about it, maybe you haven't seen it on our social media feed yet, we're looking for a family in need that could benefit from our services. So they're either looking to buy or sell this fall. We are going to completely waive our commission in order to help them.
Well, that's good news. I love that. So if anybody listening knows of a family in need, make sure you reach out to Vinny's office and let them know the story. Now, when you were in last week, you know, I had no idea that you also offered discounts to first responders and the military personnel.
Yeah, Bruce, you know, I think we need to do a better job of getting that information out there. We implemented that program about 5 years ago, and it's just our way of giving back to those that give so much of themselves so we can live great lives. So any first responders, including active and inactive military personnel, active duty police, fire, rescue, they receive 10% discount off of our services. And that includes some of our most popular programs, like our guaranteed sale program, our 100% price guarantee, and, of course, everybody's favorite, our Saturday home sale.
That's terrific, Vinny. I just want to say thank you for all that you have done and that you continue to do for our community.
You know, Sean, it is our absolute pleasure. We take great pride in our work and enjoy taking great care of our customers. And this is just something special that we do for those that go the extra mile. It's our way of giving back something to the people that serve big every single day of their lives. So if you'd like to nominate somebody or a family in need, or if you're a first responder and like to take advantage of the special discount, you can call or text our office. We'd love to hear the story. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Vinny Steele, Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Thanks, Vinny. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you later.
All right, 410-709-7515 is that number, 410-709-7515. If you're just now tuning in, just moments ago on Fox and Friends on the Fox News Channel, President Trump announced that the alleged assassin of Charlie Kirk is now in FBI custody. There has been an arrest made. They were a local minister working with the FBI in Utah, were able to relay mm-hmm. information leading to his arrest. So, and I believe I know who it is, but we'll have to wait and see until the FBI confirms it. And this is an individual, if it is the same individual that allegedly was actually debating Charlie Kirk in one of his appearances, and also published a song called "The Death of Charlie Kirk" at 31 prior to the assassination on his social media platform. Yeah. So we'll get to that. We'll keep you posted on the FBI and as to when they're going to hold their press conference here shortly.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:23. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Westbound 50 in Parole, and then over to the ramp at I-97. Right when you come to the first set of signs that say I-97 to the right and Riva Road and all that information is overhead, that's where they have the right side of the roadway blocked. Traffic is going around that. There's some barricades there. You get past that, and then you have access to the ramp to go north onto I-97. There's a delay right after the bridge at 450. So right now, no reason to detour. I would think it might take 5 minutes or so to get through there with the two lanes open, and the speeds are really not too bad right now going by the incident on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast for your Friday. It's going to be gorgeous today. Sunny and low humidity and 82 the expected high. And right now we're looking at 65 in sunny skies in Annapolis, 62 in Ellicott City. So Governor Moore's sudden city-state partnership, which was not inspired in any way, shape, or form.
Not at all.
By President Trump.
Shame on you. If you think that, shame on you.
Dragging in the MBTA and MSP at a public press conference. Here we go. But we really don't know what the city-state partnership is going to be. And Mackenzie Frost caught up with Senate President Bill Ferguson. So what role exactly are they going to play in this law enforcement partnership?
Do you know what the state police and the MTA police will actually be doing in Baltimore?
Certainly. Look, I think you know they have very specified roles. And so,
which is what?
Well, what we've seen in issues where we had challenges in Fells Point, the state police have the right skills to do things like DUI pullovers, to do car checks, to do the type of monitoring that state police do every day. We recently expanded their authority to 83. So having additional state police officers monitor 83 and the traffic on 83 relieves BPD from having to do that type of traffic enforcement.
All right. So, again, look, it is, I think it was done by events.
Do you know what the state police and the MTA police?
Yeah. Well, she wanted to say it again.
Yeah, she did, because it was a great question. But I do
love the follow up.
I think it was event driven.
Yeah,
and I don't think it was, you know, for 3 years of Governor Moore's governorship, he pretty much is ignored, with the exception. And of course, I think Ivan Bates and U.S. Attorney Eric Barron had a lot more to do with it. I think President Trump getting illegal aliens out of the country, including the state of Maryland. I mean, he tried to get MS-13 man out, and he was in the media, and the Democrats fought against that. I'm wondering if MDTA MSP will be tasked with it's okay to remove illegals and call the feds on an ICE detainer, or whether they've been, whether hands have been tied on that as well. But we didn't get that from the press conference or from the leaderships of both those agencies. And then McKenzie asking once again, why now? Why all of a sudden, 3 years in, are you now invoking this city-state partnership?
If that is the result of this renewed coordination, why didn't the governor do this earlier, if it didn't have anything to do with the president, like he says?
Well, I think last week we had quite a number of amazing events happening, right? We had a number of incredible, from the Orioles game to the Maryland Cycling Classic, everything that makes the city great. And so the timing was made a lot of sense in my mind, that as we have hundreds of thousands of people coming into the city to enjoy the amenities that we have here, having an increased presence to make sure that things are safe and that there's great coordination, the timing made perfect sense to me.
Now, what makes the city great are its residents, are its citizens, because without that, you just have buildings, okay? You just have infrastructure.
Yeah.
And again, what you're basically saying is that you as a citizen of Baltimore aren't important enough to protect, but when we get a big event like the Maryland Cycling Classic or the 2131 celebration at Oriole Park in Camden Yards, then that gets our attention. Then we're going to act and bring in the Maryland Department of Transportation Authority. We're going to bring in the Maryland State Police, but no, never the National Guard, in spite of what is happening down the parkway in D.C., which is, again, that is protecting the residents there in our nation's capital.
It's so laughable. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's just so laughable to pretend somehow that this isn't a direct response to, look, I think it's a smart one. I mean, I've been saying this all along. What Democrat governors should do is they should figure out a variation of what Donald Trump is doing. They should give it a name and call it their own, because he has stolen a march on them, and all this resistance to, oh, no, he can't come here. Well, Wes Moore has figured out, you know what, we're looking pretty weak here.
Right. And Wes Moore criticizing and saying this is beneath the office of the President of the United States, really? Then why do we have a Title 10 in the U.S. Code where the President can federalize National Guard troops when there is a threat to the United States from within or without? This guy is nothing but lip service. When you inherit a $5 billion surplus and you characterize that as a structural deficit, that tells you that you are being disingenuous, that you are deceiving the Maryland voter. And I agree with Scott Adams earlier. It's time to dismantle the Democrat Party. If only we had a true opposition party here in the state of Maryland, which we do not.
Can I mention, by the way, just as a matter of curiosity, that in some states you have people who are actually welcoming the feds, and they want them to come in. Now, the Trump administration has hinted at this a couple of times, Sean, that there is a big city where they've been told they're more than welcome, and a governor who says you're more than welcome, and they said they're going to be announcing that sometime soon. I wonder where that is.
That could be as early as today or tomorrow, but I've rethought that. I don't think it's going to be New York, because Hochul has come out and vocally said she doesn't want it. She doesn't want the National Guard.
Probably not
Eric Adams. So I think it's probably either going to be Memphis, Tennessee, because you have a Republican governor, and Memphis is the number one for crime. Or it could be New Orleans, Louisiana, where there's also a Republican governor in Louisiana.
Yeah.
So that it's either going to be Memphis or New Orleans.
Yeah, because the other top cities are like Baltimore and St. Louis. There are other really high crime cities, and that's not likely in either of those.
Coming up next, Bill O'Reilly on Confronting Evil. It's 8:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. A man accused in a double homicide on Owings Mills has been deemed incompetent to stand trial. Kevin Ahn is charged with killing two people in a townhome on Oliver Heights Road in March. And in July, a Baltimore County judge denied bond and ordered a competency hearing. Ahn's next court date is scheduled for January. He's also accused, by the way, of transporting his mother's body to Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. He is not charged with her murder, although they think he did it. He is instead charged with two other murders, a double homicide. Customs and Border Protection officers in the Port of Baltimore intercepted a stolen Caterpillar bulldozer. It was bound for Ghana. During a routine check last week, officials noted that the VIN number matched a stolen vehicle report in Carroll County, and the $237,000 bulldozer was seized. Ocean City's special event zone remains in place through Sunday during the OC Rock and Ride weekend. The zone reduces established speed limits and increases fines for violations, and increased penalties are allowed for some violations. The 2025 NFL season, by the way, off to a hot start. League viewership was record for week one. League officials say the opening slate of games averaged more than 22 million viewers per game. Biggest was the Eagles and Cowboys, 28 million. Sunday night's game between us and the Bills, second most, with nearly 25 million. Four games had over 20 million viewers, marking the third straight week one to surpass that mark. One person injured at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis as law enforcement investigated a report of a threat. The academy was placed on lockdown as naval security forces were clearing a building. A midshipman, by the way, mistook a police officer as a threat and struck him with his training weapon. The officer fired and wounded the Navy, who was then taken to a hospital by medevac. Authorities investigating the source of that threat. It's 8:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Pick 3 Lottery, 723. Your pick 4, 1274. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The right side of the roadway is still affected in Annapolis. The wreck is westbound 50 right after Parole and before the ramps that split and take you towards I-97 and Reaver Road. So you go around the accident scene, then you can take the ramp, and eventually you'll be on your way north onto I-97. It's an extra 5-6 minutes right now for the traffic on the westbound side. A little slow yet on the Beltway, Interloop at Green Spring, the west side. Right around I-70 down through Route 40. Baltimore County just dispatching out. They're heading to a wreck 12,000 block of Pulaski Highway. Maybe out in the White Marsh area. Get an update on that as soon as I can. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A little cooler and drier for your Friday morning with temps in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun. Highs back into the lower 80s, keeping the 80s around and staying dry into the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. It'll be the Ravens and Browns Sunday at 1 at M&T Bank Stadium. Ravens celebrating their 30th anniversary, but looking to avoid their second consecutive 0-2 start to the season. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh asked about preparing for one named Joe Flacco.
It's about us getting prepared for a good quarterback that knows how to play the game, that's capable of making plays against you, and we're going to have to be at our very best to defend against Joe and the whole offense.
Ravens tight end Mark Andrews asked about his relationship with Flacco and the effect on that game.
I mean, there's a lot of love for Flacco and what he's done here and all the games that he won and what he did for the city. And but for us, it's about going out there competing, and our defense will be ready.
Meanwhile, in Cleveland, Browns coach Kevin Stefanski tasked with preparing for Lamar.
He does everything well. Throws it well, can make plays on design runs, can make plays off schedule. So there's no weaknesses in his game, and that's obvious. I mean, he's an MVP player. So
And then what about Flacco on what he expects from the fans when he comes out of the tunnel?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, listen, I love the fans there, and I think, you know, I think they have, you know, good memories of me playing football there. So, you know, I don't think anybody's going to be crazy bad, but at the same time, you know, they're rooting for their Ravens. So that's what you can expect.
Should be interesting. Baltimore an 11.5-point favorite, and unless they practice today, they'll be without Isaiah Likely and Pat Ricard for the second straight game. College football this weekend. Terps hosting the Towson Tigers in College Park, noon on Saturday. Terps offensive line much better in week two than week one. No sacks allowed, keeping quarterback Malik Washington clean.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Those guys have worked their butts off, you know, since January. They've been putting in the time in the weight room and in the meeting room to...
Terps have won 17 straight non-conference games, the longest active streak in the FBS. Meanwhile, Navy with a tough American Conference game at Tulsa, 8 p.m. on the CBS Sports Network. O's step up in class tonight, take on the first place Blue Jays with Trevor Rogers on the hill at 7:07. The tough left-hander with an impeccable 1.51 ERA through 15 starts, seeing the fruits of his labor.
The journey I've been on the past couple years, and you know, just all the self-doubt and questioning things, but finally, you know, just that full circle moment of, you know, getting back to, you know, deep down where I knew I could be. And
good for you, Trevor Rogers. Numerous athletes expressing support for Charlie Kirk, assassinated in Utah yesterday. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts leading the way, donating $300,000 to Charlie Kirk's family, $200,000 for a trust fund for his daughters, $100,000 for a memorial fund, issuing a powerful public statement. And on the other end, the Carolina Panthers have fired their communications coordinator after he celebrated the assassination of Kirk. His name was Charlie Rock. All right, I know you guys have Bill O'Reilly coming up, so let's do the Friday football pick.
Friday football pick, so
from last night, the Packers, of course, were winners.
Right.
So Bruce and I have that, and you're gone there. Okay, so let's get to it. Chargers and Raiders, Sean.
Chargers.
Okay.
Chargers.
Chargers all the way. Eagles and Chiefs, Sean.
Chiefs. Eagles.
I'm going Eagles, too. Ravens-Browns, gentlemen.
The Ravens.
Browns. No, I'm kidding. The Ravens.
Make it three. Guys, have a great weekend. Enjoy everything.
All right, Gary, you the same.
Thank you.
8:37.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those, too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM. WCBM.com on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Coming up on our Newsmaker Hotline, Bill O'Reilly. You know him well. You know the name. And, of course, his 19 number one ranked nonfiction books, including the Historical Killing series. I really loved his book on the presidents. I learned so much in that book. Of course, the O'Reilly Update heard here on WCBM, along with 300 other radio stations across the country. Bill, good morning. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Sean. How you been?
We're doing fine. The new book is Confronting Evil. Boy, what a timely book we have out right now. How do we confront evil here in the good old U.S. of A., Bill?
You know, the book just came out, and one interviewer said to me, it's haunting, the timing of the book. And it is. And it's a little bit complicated about how we individuals confront evil. But the first step is to accepting and understanding it. And the Charlie Kirk thing is so vivid in the sense that there is no other word to apply to this. It's an evil act. And the person who did it is evil. Might be mentally ill, but that's not an excuse. It's just like the Charlotte guy. He got on a bus. He put a knife in his pocket. Yeah, he might be schizophrenic. He might be mentally ill, but he's evil.
There are people on the left, though, who are saying that this guy's not evil, that Charlie Kirk was actually the horrible person, and they don't miss him being there at all.
Well, they're mentally ill people, though, wouldn't you say?
Well, you're talking about some pretty prominent Democrats.
Well, I don't care. I mean, like, I have pretty prominent people in my book, and they're all, you know, most of them were insane. Look, these people who are justifying the murder of Charlie Kirk, leaving behind two young children and a wife. And they're saying, well, you know, because he said stuff, he deserves to die. That is, you know, you got to get down to the psychiatrist fast on that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's debatable. There's nobody really standing up for it. The guy on MSNBC did it, was fired. You know, some irony there because that's the most vile television network in the history of America.
Mm-hmm.
But the good people, because most people, in my estimation, are good. Maybe 15% of the world population is evil. The other 85 are not. But under that are not evil, you get a lot of apathy. You get a lot of cowardice. You get a lot of acceptance of horrendous things. That's what's got to stop. That's why I wrote the book.
The book is Confronting Evil.
Say enough.
And we're going to get into the book in greater detail in just a second. But let me ask you this, Bill, because our own governor, Wes Moore, he put out a statement condemning political violence. It's unacceptable. We've heard all these statements from Gavin Newsom, from others. We're not going to tolerate this. Yet it happens again and again. Yeah. And we get leaders of certain parties that talk about punching people in the face. They call presidents Hitler. They called Charlie a Nazi. They call him a fascist. So do they not play a significant role in ginning up people that might be mentally ill or might be on the margins here when to encourage them or enable them to commit these acts of political violence?
Some of them do. Some of them enable. I wouldn't put Wes Moore in that category. I think he's more of a party apparatchik than an evil man. But Pritzker in Illinois, certainly.
Yeah.
For 20 years, you got poor blacks being gunned down in the streets of Chicago, and you do nothing. And then the federal government offers a blanket of protection to mitigate some of this murder, and then you attack the person who's offering you the protection? That's walking a real fine evil line right there. So it depends on who the person is. You know, look. These politicians are like robots now. Oh, you know, we got to stop. You have no clue on how to stop it. And in many, many jurisdictions, you don't want to stop it. You don't want to. I mean, I made a statement that you guys might have noticed this week that got a lot of attention worldwide. That I said, if you vote for Mandani as mayor of New York City, that's an evil act.
Yep.
You may not be an evil person. But what you're doing is an evil act because this man has told you directly he does not want to punish criminals. He's going to let as many as he can out on the streets.
Yeah.
He's not going to enforce the law at all. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, we've seen the results.
Is going to rise. You're voting for that?
Yeah. All the old saying, of course, is all it takes for evil to succeed is for good men to do nothing. And that's, I think, part of what we're seeing. Bill O'Reilly, hang on. We have more to come with you in just a moment. First, though, it's 8:43. Talk Radio 680, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Second, might help if I turn the mic on.
Yep.
The inner loop is still a bit slow through Pikesville, the outer loop at Hartford Road, coming into Towson, and the west side, a little sluggish yet from Liberty Road down through the ramps at Route 40. But good news, both the Harbor Tunnels at last check, all the lanes were open. There's now a report of a stalled vehicle northbound on 895 coming out of the old Harbor Tunnel. So that traffic there coming out from Child Street and from the K-Trust Bridge. Want to keep an eye out for that. I'm going to get a look at that real quick as you're coming up through there. And that's not backed up right now, so it may have been there and already cleared itself from the northbound side. They're still working on the wreck in Parole in Annapolis, 50 westbound, right before the ramp at I-97. You get by to the left, you can merge back over and then take the ramp to I-97 north. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny today. 82 right now, 66 in the city, 66 in Annapolis. On our hotline this morning, Bill O'Reilly, Confronting Evil, Assessing the Worst of the Worst. So let's go down the roster, Bill. Stalin, Hitler, Mao Zedong, the Ayatollah Khomeini, Putin, Mexican drug cartels. Who was the worst?
Well, as far as mass murder is concerned, Mao Zedong killed 20 million. So he's the top of the chart. This is 9/11 week, and Ayatollah Khomeini ignited that jihad across the world that's led to tens of millions of deaths. Persian people gave him power. Russian people gave Stalin power. Hitler, obviously, everybody knows, unbelievable mass murderer. The drug cartels have killed millions of people all over the world, and they're protected by Venezuelan government, Mexican government. It's staggering. So, I mean, you can do the greatest hits on evil and make an argument for a lot of them. But the one thing they have in common is the people gave them the power to do this.
Bill, I was surprised you put the robber barons on your list. Explain that to me.
Okay. So around the turn of the 20th century, United States is shifting from agricultural to manufacturing. Guys like Rockefeller, J.P. Morgan, Carnegie headed up the companies, the railroad companies, the oil companies, into the modern age. But they didn't protect their workers, and they put their workers at risk. And there were 9-10-year-old children in those factories. And there was not one safeguard. They weren't paying them any money. They were dying of tuberculosis, of everything you can imagine. Mines were caving in. And these guys couldn't care less. They had 5 homes. They're just flitting around. And the reason I included them in Confronting Evil is because Teddy Roosevelt beat them back, beat them down. And I wanted to show that a good person, Teddy Roosevelt, could defeat evil, and he did. Because a lot of times, in China, for example, I mean, Chinese people are not going to, they're not going to overthrow these communists. They're not. It's there. But in the United States, we defeated slavery through the Civil War. I've got the slave traders in there. You know, so it is possible. There's a pathway to beat this evil down and back, but it's very hard.
I noticed no American president made the book. Do you believe that?
There wasn't anybody that served that I say was pure evil. I you know, you can make an argument that Tyler, because he was a traitor, you know, he took over for Harrison to be Canoe Tyler II. And Tyler gets to be president, and then he turns on his own country and supports the Confederate cause. That's pretty evil. Andrew Jackson had a, you know, in-and-out relationship with the Native American situation. But hardcore evil, we have not embraced that in this country.
One of the guys that's interesting, I think, that's on your list is Nathan Bedford Forrest. And maybe there's a perspective where he might be considered because of his personal involvement in doing deeds of evil. I mean, some of these other guys are pretty hands-off. They told their minions, go kill lots of people. Nathan Bedford Forrest took an active part in the slaughter.
You know, the people don't know who he is. But there are statues of this guy in the South. And I had a Tennessee interviewer yesterday, Nashville, kind of take me to task about it. I said, are you kidding me? I mean, are you kidding me? This guy was, he slaughtered captive Union troops. He founded the Ku Klux Klan. He's the founder of it.
Yeah.
And you're defending this guy?
It's unreal.
Come on.
So, being a New Yorker, and I know you live on Long Island, but, you know, the city I know is very near and dear to your heart. What do you think should happen here? Because it doesn't sound like Slee was going to drop out. Adams sounds like he's not going to drop out. And if they don't drop out, Mamdani is going to win.
Adams is going to drop out because he can't raise the money. He's going to have to pay the bills out of his own pocket. And if you know Eric Adams, that's never going to happen. So he'll be gone, I think, fairly soon, just like Kraft in Boston dropped out. You'll see that. But Mamdani should still win unless, you know, Cuomo. And the reason is there's not one person in New York State that likes Andrew Cuomo. I was at Yankee Stadium last night with Donald Trump, and I said, we should do a public address. Is there anybody in the stadium that likes Andrew Cuomo? Please come to the pitching mound.
Great story. Bill O'Reilly and Josh Hammer is the co-author, Confronting Evil, Assessing the Worst of the Worst. I'm sure it's going to be a bestseller. Bill, as always, thanks and congratulations on the book.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks for having me in, guys. Always a pleasure talking to you.
All right, take care now. 8:50, 10 before the hour of 9 o'clock. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road at Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. A 13-year-old child in Kansas mowing lawns all summer to save up to buy a dirt bike. Turns out the bike he bought was stolen.
Oh, my.
He had to give it back and was out the money. The guy the bike belonged to started a GoFundMe to get him even a better dirt bike. And that's exactly what happened. Here's Noah Bradley, his dad, Zach, and the rightful owner of the dirt bike, Glenn Timoteo, talking about it.
I had a plan for how to make money in the winter, how to make money in the summer, and he's very industrious.
And I was just, like, bewildered. It was insane. Like, it was horrible.
So happy to have my bike back, but I just could not get the fact that there was a 13-year-old boy in Kansas that had put his hard-earned money into this bike. And him and his dad, I consider friends for life.
What? I'm going to get a new dirt bike. Turns out better than I thought it was going to be. Stolen to a brand new dirt bike.
Yeah, great end to
that
story.
That's a great story.
And it is brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me, be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
When life happens and you need to sell your Maryland or Pennsylvania home, call my friend and trusted realtor, Vinny Steele, with your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, who's here with me today. Vinny is our local real estate expert with over 22 years of experience and expertise, helping you sell for your price and within your time frame.
Selling your home, Sean, can be stressful, especially when life happens, like a sudden job change, passing of a loved one, or a growing family. Knowing exactly how much your home will sell for in today's market is the first step, and then I back it up with an upfront written guarantee. My guarantee is simple and easy to understand. If I can't sell your home, I'll buy it myself at a price and time frame agreeable to you.
When life happens, the name to remember is Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. I strongly suggest you call or text Vinny right now at 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or VinnySteele.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Charlie Kirk debated those who disagreed with him in a civil fashion based on facts, based on morality, based on our foundings. He changed decades of one-sided viewpoints on America's campuses, which had become indoctrination factories. He had to be killed by the left. They can't stand the debate.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
A little bit slow through Annapolis, westbound 50 if you're coming from the Severn River Bridge. You're going over towards I-97. After parole, there's a wreck on the right side. You'll stay to the left of the accident, then there's room to merge back, and then take the ramp to go north onto I-97. So a little bit of a rolling backup there as you're coming west. Not a major backup right now. Should take you no more than an extra 5 or 6 minutes to get through there. A little slow yet. Different areas on the Beltway, but all the lanes are moving. JFX, you're good. And we're wide open right now at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny today, dry and a high of 82. And right now we're looking at 64 and sunny in Bel Air. It's 66 in Millersville. There's an FBI press conference slated in about 6 minutes at 9 a.m. We hope to bring that to you live. Joining us now on our hotline, Nino Mangione for an abbreviated version of On the House, which will be every Fridays from here on out on WCBM. Good morning, Delegate.
Where do you go?
Good morning, guys. Sean, Bruce, good morning. And, you know, not the happiest of Fridays, obviously, but at the same time, you know, we had Charlie Kirk's assassination, the 9/11 anniversary, so dark days. But you look back 24 years ago and you look back to today. I mean, the sun came up on that day after 9/11. The sun's up today. America remains a great country. Our flag still flies high. And, you know, what America stands for, the land of the free and the home of the brave. And Charlie Kirk would want it like that. And to carry on the torch. I mean, and that's what we're all doing. That's what you guys have done for years. And that's what I'm going to try to continue to do. And I know our listeners are probably more, I've talked to some people offline, and they're emboldened more than ever to stand proud for what they believe. Sure, what happened, I mean, it's eerie, it's horrible, it's evil, and it's scary. But people will not be silenced, and they will stand for the values that they believe, the family, faith. I mean, Charlie Kirk, for God's sakes, he stood for faith, family, and freedom. Here's a guy, I mean, we know, I mean, there's no denying we lost one of the boldest, I guess, most courageous voices, really, of a young generation. What was he, just 31 years old?
31, yeah.
But 31 years old, yep. And again, you know, he lived all the values that he's preached about, and he was waking up that generation of younger people, especially those college-age students. And he really, God bless him, because he got a lot of those young men to really get involved. I say young men, the 19, 20, 21, 22-year-old college kids. On top of, because of social media, he had a huge following because he kept going viral with some of these clips where he was making these really good, simple, peaceful, genuine points. And, you know, that resonated with people of all ages. And he really was a force, and so sharp and articulate, fearless. And he knew, I think you guys could agree with this, he understood the left as well as anyone, and he knew the threats.
Yes, yeah.
He knew the violence, but he did it anyway.
Yeah, he did. He traveled with a security detail, but again, it's not presidential level, so you don't have Secret Service and bulletproof glass and et cetera. But let me just ask you quickly, because we've got about a minute left here, and before we got a hard break coming up. But do you see anybody in this generation, your generation, and maybe a little bit younger, that is going to be able to pick up and carry the torch?
It's hard because Charlie Kirk, I mean, I never met Charlie, but like you guys were in the same business, the same realm, so to speak, and he was such a force. But I do think a million average Americans can overtake one Charlie Kirk in a good way, meaning if Charlie Kirk was not killed in vain, his message is now everybody. Well, he was our voice, or a voice for a lot of young people, but now they're going to say, you know what? I mean, I've seen it. They've already reached out to me. We are not going to stay silent. And they're going to stand up for Charlie Kirk. And if that's hopefully how things, you know, that hopefully is in the response to this evil, because we cannot let evil win.
Right.
And I appreciate you guys letting me come on today.
Oh, our pleasure.
To the Friday segment. And hard to believe that the House of Delegates, the legislative session, this a few months
ago. It'll be here before you know it, right? On the House with Delegate Nino Mangione, next Friday for a full segment. Thanks, Nino. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. Law Offices Michael A. Friedman there for you 24/7 should you ever need them. We urge you that that Michael is serious about representing you, and if you're involved in a serious accident and you need that legal representation, boy, don't try to do it yourself, because so many clients end up screwing the pooch, if you will, and damaging their claim. And that's why Michael has been doing this for 40 years, each and every year, top 10 personal injury law firm, they make sure your recovery is priority number one. That you get better, back to family, back to your work, back to running your business, all the other priorities in life, and they'll take care of everything, and I do mean everything. So all you need to do is get Michael a call, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, online at maflaw.com. Coming up at 9 o'clock, the FBI is scheduled to hold a press conference. We'll take you to it as soon as we can. Stay tuned for Kim Klasick Live right after the press conference. We'll see you Monday morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Tom Brady.